Saturday Night Virus begins now.
This is as disorganized as it comes.
Women's power is in your fear of whatever they're going to do.
Black Phillip.
Fat-tongued mongoloid.
Love doctor.
I told my girl she's the fourth most important thing in my life.
So sensitive.
It was me, my career,
family,
my mother, and then her.
Smooth and silk.
She only thinks she knows shit because I tell her shit. Oh,
wow. Keeping your pimpin' strong.
I think my girl in my life is worth five bitches now.
Bitch better have my money.
Oh. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a second, Danny. Hold on a second. We have to stop this song. Hold on. I'm not sure that the vibe in here is the vibe that is conducive for that word. That word is sickening to me. It's a sickening, disgusting, degrading word. That word, bitch. I don't believe I just...
Did you just say that?
I apologize to anyone that's offended by... by that word. Hey, Danny, start it over again, but could you beat every time he says bitch?
No, I can't think of it.
All right, we have to play it, but pretend he's not saying that word.
We won't listen.
That word.
Are you serious?
Hello! Live on the Black Phillip Show. With my man Dante!
What's Jeffrey up? Gurian!
In the house.
Jeffrey Gurian! Reginald Dante Nero!
And you motherfuckers who are probably out somewhere not listening to the show because you're somewhere walking your girl through the park because it's hot. And bitch said, it's too nice to sit in here and let's go outside and enjoy the... It's so lovely. It's just hot. We just sit by the beach all day. But I don't want to. Why don't we do something I want to do? And then we'll do something I want to do tomorrow, too.
What about the men saying that?
But then I just want to hang out with you today. Why don't we ever... Why? Why? No, all I'm saying is, no, turn the TV off. Turn it off so we can talk. I want to talk. I want to talk. How come we can't go? How come? How come? Turn the music back on. What the fuck is going on here? But I just want to... Reggie, what are we doing today?
Staying under the
Jeffrey,
AC.
What are we doing today?
We're doing what we always do.
What are we... No, I want to go out.
Oh, you want to go out?
Where are we going today, Jeffrey?
We're going to the zoo.
But the hot, I don't...
No, but you're going to love it at the zoo. It's so nice
here. Jeffrey,
We're going to go to the botanical gardens. That's where we're going to go.
The doo-doo stinks so nice. And it's hot. No, hot doo-doo.
The botanical gardens. You're going to love it.
I don't like that.
And then we could read to each other.
Jeffrey!
I have a nice book of poems.
It's too hot to read.
No, a book of poems.
Jeffrey, it's
Patrice.
Too hot.
No, you're going to love it. Trust
I
me.
I want to go to the beach. Can
what
I go to the
go
beach?
To the beach for? You're going to get a sandal
I
over
wanna
here. You're going to
go...
get...
I want to... Can't we just...
We always do what you want to do.
But Jeffrey... But Jeffrey, if we do what I want to do, then you know something's gonna happen good for you later.
Oh really? Oh, like something like what?
I'm gonna suck one of your balls. Cause that's what I do to get my way is suck your balls, Jeffrey.
Yeah, but I'm used to that. You gotta come up with something different.
I'm gonna sit
I'm
on your
tired.
Face.
I'm gonna
let
tired
you.
Of that.
I'm gonna let you just be around me.
Don't you know that we get used to that?
I'm gonna promise to suck your balls. Not even suck them. I'm just gonna promise.
You gotta bring a friend with you.
I'm promising.
You gotta bring a friend.
Jeffrey!
Two balls.
Jeffrey! All right. I mean, I'll try.
Will you be open to that, to bring a friend with you?
What do you mean? For what?
One of your friends.
To do what? Go to the botanical gardens with us?
No, to hang out
and
you know.
Suck balls.
Yeah. Are you insinuating that? Is that innuendo? That's a big word.
Innuendo.
That's a big word. So you're saying.
You're not straight up fact.
You saying that if I bring a friend, you want her to suck the other ball, Jeffrey?
That's right, and then we'll go to the botanical garden.
But you getting what you want twice. I want to go to that new restaurant that spins on top of a building.
That spins?
It spins slowly.
Wait a minute, I think we're both the girl now at this point.
I want to hear how Jeffrey would really answer that.
I think he did, for real, for real. He worked into a threesome, that motherfucker. Can you bring a friend to the botanical gardens? For what? Or you suck your dick in the fucking...
in the monkey cage?
What is that shit, poison ivy? I can't suck your dick in the poison ivy, Jeffrey! So, hey, yo, welcome to another installment of the Black Phillip Show with Danny looking actually quite
he's
delicious today.
Stepping his game up.
I told him he better.
I had to go to the store today. I was like, fuck.
That's right.
I said, last time I meant to dress up a little better for the show and I forgot.
That's right.
And today I woke up and the first thing I did was I went to the mall.
Got the beard tight too?
Yeah, I shaved. I got a new shirt and I bought a brand new
and
hat.
And I noticed that. I wanted to acknowledge that on the air.
Yeah.
Motherfucker looking good.
Thank you.
Nice and sharp. Yes, indeed, sir.
You guys look pretty
good. Hair slicked that, you know.
Well, those shades.
That's redundant.
Shades. See, I'm not even taking them off. I'm keeping them on
redundant.
The whole time.
We look kind of good.
Well, let me introduce the cast of characters out of here right now.
Oh, we got to do it. We got to actually introduce people early on.
Look, I'm trying to.
We haven't gotten to that from the last show yet. We still never got to the introduction from the last show.
I'm trying to have what they call a little structure. We're going to introduce Danny first because Danny makes it all happen. How are you, beautiful?
I'm very good.
Thank you for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Because we could pre-record it and fucking just have it.
You could.
Call a show.
You live so close.
Call
a
show Tim and Joe and just talk about fucking fingernails. We could do that.
That's too. Those names are too regular for radio people. You got to come up with something wacky.
Tickles and McGillicuddy.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So anyway, welcome to the show. I'm going to give you the number right away. It's 866-WOW1-WOW. That's 866-WOW1-WOW. And if you're on a cell phone, that is 866-969-1969. I don't make no promises, nigga. I'm going to say I'm going to get to your calls.
We're going to try.
I swear to God, this is a call day today. But you know how we get. And again, the very handsome... what's going on here?
Oh, we're just giving them headphones.
Okay,
yeah, wireless
headphones. Yeah, they need to hear
giving
that.
Giving them head.
Good.
Phones.
The young Jeffrey Gurian is here. Of course, fine young haberdasher.
Haberdasher.
He sells things. I don't know what he sells.
What is haberdash anyway,
it's,
man?
Haberdashery is the motherfucker that sells horse shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When's the last time you saw somebody buy haberdash?
And Jeffrey is a fine haberdashery.
Oh, yeah.
Young man has an ascot.
Trousers,
fucking painted toenails,
and Dickie, the worst. An ascot,
That motherfucker is
Dickie in all colors.
He's like Hugh Hefner's son. He is a very distinguished gentleman, should we say?
Thank you.
Also here is a lovely, lovely young lady, very exotic, model type of woman. She's half Hispanic, half Black. Her name is Carlotta. But that's what her mother calls her.
Carlota.
That's what her father calls her. So either one is fine. Very lovely young lady. Looks mixed. Like has a Asian look with a nice skin. A very thin girl, but healthy thin. Very workout thin. Not throw up thin. Not stick her finger down her throat thin.
Purge thin.
She looks healthy thin. Her breast about a B, maybe a full B.
All right.
Gorgeous girl. She doesn't take any shit, but who gives a fuck what she takes? She's
going
to take it or not take it, but she is a lovely young thing. Very mysterious. Very smart also. She does science in some kind of form of fashion. Self-esteem is a little low, but she hides it by it being very big. But it's something wrong in there, baby, and we're going to fucking find it. And we also have Condoleezza Rice's sisters. Jeffrey, can you introduce
yes, I can,
the Democratic convention sisters, please? Who is very, they're very nervous, so we're letting you pull them through this show.
Right.
Because, you know, I can tend to be harsh, so I'm going to let you.
No, you let me be harsh for you.
You harsh? I'm just going to say, I don't want to. You introduce them and you kind of pull them through and make them comfortable. I don't,
okay.
You know, anytime, you know, you just, and you introduce the young lady.
On the left, we have the lovely Catherine Leak, who is a professor at Hunter College.
Mm-hmm.
She's every bit as smart as she looks.
Well, we're on the radio, but
well,
she looks smart as a motherfucker.
If you stay very close to the mic, the audience will be able to see you.
She's
not only smart, but beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes, she
and
is.
She is organizationally amazing. She is the young woman who, with her sister, who I'll introduce you to in a minute, formed the organization called BILD, Building Up International, what is
building
it? Individual
lifelong
dreams.
She has a very Anita Baker-ish vibe. If you think, think Anita Baker. Think.
You bring me.
Yes, think.
Joy.
Think positivity. Think a woman. All the ladies in here today, no one is going to try to actually outwardly get some ass from. Like, they are going to get
right.
The highest level of respect.
Strong women
in the street.
Nigga
ain't coming up going, come on, what you doing, boo? He go buy you some new drawers. I know the band is ripped.
Right. That ain't happening. That ain't happening with these women.
Of course, your dinner.
And
two.
Her sister has, well, you introduced her, but I'm just going to describe her. She has made a, what's that model that beats up everybody? She has a Naomi Campbell, feel physically to
mm-hmm.
her. You describe her mentally. I don't know her that well.
Well, Dawn.
Very smart.
Dawn is the model half, but very smart. She's the other half of the BILD organization.
She is literally a model, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Model, and Carlotta
yes.
is also literally a model, correct?
All right. So we have two models.
So blame
two models sitting here. Right.
Sorry
it's
about that.
High five.
It's the best I could do.
Yeah, but Jeffrey, you're the only one that knows.
I know.
See, the thing
You'll
about
never
you.
Forgive me, I know.
The thing about okay. you that makes things very interesting is, like myself, I can't have a room full of women that I know in the same room. And everybody's happy. Because I tried to fuck all of them.
See, and I just want everybody to get along.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can have actually a party and know all the women. Come on in, ladies.
That's
and
right.
they meet each other and
have
everything's cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Not me, nigga. I only got a party. I can invite one woman.
A party of one.
That's why I say, hey, Jeffrey, do you know anybody that you can just bring to lighten up the room? Because I don't know anybody.
You got to bring one person at a time.
Not even that, because my girl a stalker.
Yeah.
So I can't even bring another bitch to come up here. It's all her or nothing.
It can get tense, but I figure
closet?
It out.
Is my girl in the closet?
Yeah, you said she's a stalker.
Oh man, she stalks, man. She is making sure she knows what the fuck is going on.
Well, she should be.
We have to worry the way you are.
She knows shit. She reports. She tells me when I'm performing, and I don't. I'm just performing. July 14th.
Ain't you in Seattle tonight?
She tells me what's going on. Don't forget your pills. Right when I'm taking it. I'm like, is she looking through the window? So I can't have such a lovely vibe of just friends. I don't have women friends. I just don't believe in it.
So I don't
see,
think,
now that's something else.
Well, what's the something else, beautiful?
I get that.
The fact that you don't believe in women friends.
Why should I? Why would I have you as a friend? What would you bring to my life?
Oh, I don't know if you'd have me as a friend.
So why should I have... We're talking about you.
But women as friends...
Why?
Why can't they just be treated like normal people? Like
they are treated like normal people.
So why can't they just be your friends? Like, why do you...
That's not normal people.
My
friend. Yeah. Why? I would never have a
woman. So because
friend.
A woman has a vagina, it makes them.
Well, if it's wrapped around something
yes.
gorgeous, now
yes.
I'll be friends with a fat ugly bitch. I mean, I will hang out with her all day long because
well,
I don't
so
care.
So you must consider yourself to be very attractive if you can talk about someone else that way.
Absolutely, because women are different from us. You love
no,
us for
not.
You love us for other
women
reasons.
Women are not different
no,
than
no.
men.
What are the other reasons?
This is
going to
be better than I thought it was.
No. Wait. What are the other reasons? I'd like.
You could love a motherfucker for being smart. I ain't loving no smart, ugly bitches.
Well, you know what? I'm not loving any smart, ugly motherfuckers.
Yes, you are. You would. You've been in love with an ugly dude before.
No, I haven't.
Stop.
No, she's
how about a mediocre?
And I'm not saying because it's you. I'm saying because it's women.
Well, I've been in love with all kind of people.
Okay.
And In the end,
of course.
Let me tell you, after the years go by and the looks fade and you get fatter with that waistline that's popping out, mm-hmm. so what's going on with you a little bit?
Well, it doesn't have, it does not, it doesn't matter with guys as long as we cool.
I'm letting you know it does.
We can be cool.
I'm letting you know it does.
It has nothing to do with
it. But I see you're dating the wrong kind of women because that's...
I'm not dating the wrong kind of women.
A stalker?
I mean...
I don't... You're all stalkers. Stop it.
Oh, no.
When you love a guy, you make sure he's not fucking another woman because you know how we are.
That's not the subject. But that's not the subject. The subject was the fact that you...
Mm-hmm. You what, sweetie? Finish that sentence.
That you with women, like, that women will date anyone, that we will date anyone as long as whatever.
That's almost a plus
and it's
in
not,
women's
and it's
category?
Not, and it's not
because women are less judgmental.
How the fuck do you think I get any pussy? If women were like us, I'd be in deep shit.
We all would. Exactly.
If women thought
because
like
they're
us,
less judgmental.
I wouldn't be arrogant. But I've learned that they aren't like us.
At least you know that you're arrogant. That's okay.
I don't know. It's a disease.
There's some self-acceptance there.
Yeah, it is a disease. And I will say that if it wasn't for the fact that you...
So there's some prayer that needs to go on there.
Say
that
again?
There's some prayer that needs to be had there for you.
Why are you bringing God into this?
Because God is in everything and I love him. And I hope the best for you as a person. And
Shut up.
All right. So I know that's not what you want to hear.
No, it's not.
I know it's not
that I don't need to hear it. Is that
I said no, not need you.
Fair
don't
enough.
Want
you keep going, beautiful.
No, I'm sorry. You don't.
Because I see where you at, and I'm gonna tell you right now what you are. I'm gonna sum you up in 5 quick seconds.
All right.
Maybe it may be 15.
Be ready for the response.
Right now, you have never. You're young too.
No, I'm not that young actually.
You're young-ish. You're youngish.
You'd be surprised.
You're in your mid-30s. So, it's
wow,
like...
Wow, damn, I'm not that old.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn. Wow, all right.
I'm sorry if I guessed wrong. I guess mid-30s when I look.
Well, I was thinking 60s for you, so you're good.
I know. Anyway. I know. Here's another...
Here we go.
I think I'm in love, Jeffrey.
I love you.
Did you really think 60s, really?
You.
Really? Is that what you thought?
I love you.
I think I'm truly in love with this girl.
I understand, Patrice.
Oh, my God.
I was afraid of that. Before I wasn't sure whether to bring her or not because of that.
I just taking
all
this.
He just has a way of finding it. He just finds it. Like just, I really
this.
She's sick.
When she came in, I just knew it was all horseshit. She came in, Jeffrey. Hello, I'm.
I was very respectful to you.
I'm Carlota or Carlita. Let me just go over the horse shit. Hold on a second. Hold on, Reggie. Let me go over the horse shit, what she did. And I appreciate you, Brent. I just go, oh, yay. She comes in, hello. My name is Carlota, pronounced Carlota to some. Now, hey, how are you? I was very respectful of her, too, by the way.
It was a little scary to me.
Because she was by herself, I didn't want to just go, shit, with your horse shit.
How are you? That's such a word.
Hello.
You thought I brought you a snack.
So, I wanted to wait till you
coming up with napkins and a bag and a little sauce on the side. You thought it was a snack when you saw her, right?
He said Jeffrey took care of me.
He hooked me up tonight.
He sent me on an errand and everything.
I was sitting here going, okay, I mean, let me not.
No, but your nemesis came.
And she.
Really?
And, wait, and then, okay, hey, so. So, what do you do for a living? I have a lot of hobbies. Oh, really? Really? What are they? You'll find them to be boring. I won't tell anything about myself. Mysteriousness. So, how old are you? I just graduated college. Oh, what are you, like 22 or something like that? No, I don't ever discuss my age. Magical.
Horseshit.
Hello. So let me ask you some questions. How old are you? So I'm like, what the fuck? So I just go, I don't reveal my age either. She's difficult because she can be.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll stop to that. We'll put a stop to that. I'll teach her. I'll teach her well.
But you know why she was
early today. Guys have been very unfair to her by not being honest with her and tell her to stop. She's very comfortable because she's like when you go, guys, friends, and she goes, oh, you don't.
See,
what you don't know is guys don't want to be your friend. That's what you don't know. There's so many guys that pretend to be your friend.
We know that.
But you'll take my pretend friendship.
Why would you want
to? No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
You don't know me very well.
I do, because you came in, and if we had a stuck to we would have did that all the way to the next level. And absolutely, would you like to go to dinner? No offense, I'm not trying to hit on you or anything.
No, it wouldn't happen like that.
Yes, it does, gorgeous. It's always happened like that.
No, it doesn't.
It's always happened like that.
You've been with the wrong female.
No,
that's
I
your
haven't.
Problem.
No, I haven't. I've been with the same female.
And you're bitter.
I've been with the same
female. And it's
female.
Making you bitter.
So?
It's making me bitter.
And what makes you think you're not bitter?
You know what? I don't take anything from you. I just try to, whatever is there that shouldn't be there, I try to work it out of my life day by
now
day.
Now, here's what guys don't do enough to you. They don't, what you just said, they don't go, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, some guys actually listen. I know you, that's
new
to you.
What does that mean,
all
what you
guys
just said?
All guys listen to you. As soon as you open your mouth with your pretty little mouth and your pretty little eyes, they listen to everything you got to say, whether it sucks or not. I'm not saying it sucks, but I'm saying they do listen to you.
They don't.
They do.
They really
don't.
And I'm not saying everybody has to hear me. I mean, if somebody wants to.
I'm not saying you do, but you're so accustomed to people listening to you.
She's a tiger.
You don't know that they sometimes they just maybe you're not as interesting as you think.
It's not very true, and I don't think I'm that interesting. I don't think anything about myself. I don't put on airs. I'm not.
I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying that guys will listen to you because you're attractive. You don't agree with that?
Maybe there's some guys who don't care if I'm attractive. Maybe they just don't want to hear.
There's
guys,
absolutely none.
There's all none guys care. That don't care.
It's genetic. Whether
no
they
guys,
act on it
no
or not,
guys
doesn't
don't
matter.
Hold on. One at a time, dude.
That's why it should never be a surprise to women if a guy is interested. Because if you're not gay, you're going to be. It's not hard to figure out. There's no reason to be just friends with an attractive woman if you're you're not gay. There's always going to be a crossover.
What about her personality?
Well, don't give a shit. Don't give a shit.
The personality
but
is...
I'll make you have a good personality. Don't worry about it.
Are all guys like you?
Yes.
Honestly? No, I don't
That's
know.
Why, that's all. Why the beauty wears off, because the personality, very often, once you get used to it, you know, there's this nasty saying that no matter how gorgeous a woman is, somewhere in the world there's a guy who's tired of being with her.
Yep.
You know?
But I think that's why mystery is good.
What mystery?
I think it's just
to not tell somebody something.
No. That's not mystery.
What's mystery?
I think mystery is every day, like improving who you are as a person or seeking.
That's
to
not
be.
Mysterious. That's
no,
self.
But can I finish?
Oh God, I know this is going nowhere. But go ahead.
Okay, it's going. I'll shut up.
Thank you. I like this. I like this. Yes, thank you.
I didn't even get an introduction yet.
Oh, man, shit.
You do
I'm
that,
sorry
you do
about
that.
That.
Every show.
It's Dante, y'all.
You start around and you stop. You get into some shit.
It's Dante Nero, y'all.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Reggie's here.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Dan. Hey, go to Dan on. Go to Dan. Dan, what's up, man?
That's so true. Yeah, I can't see this girl. She sounds really hot.
She is.
She's absolutely ridiculous.
Tell her why.
Why? Nobody wants to hear her. I can't see her, so I'm totally pissed off.
She sounds hot, and you can't see her.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick, Dan. Would you date an ugly... Put it this way. Some of us date ugly women, but do you date her because she's funny or smart?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Funny and smart has nothing to do with it. It's a lot of funny, smart men I can go have a beer with.
You actually agree? And you wouldn't have to pay for them either.
What world are we in? Like, I don't even know.
Ladies, you can jump in anytime you feel, by the way.
Why would you date an ugly woman?
Would I date? No.
Because they're
no.
easy to get some pussy from.
Well, Dan said he wouldn't date one.
Well, sometimes you don't date them, but you know, you can sell them a dream.
And what's the dream?
That you might date them.
If they're hot in some other way.
That's it. Implied vagueness of love, just like we had to date you for implied vagueness of sex. It's a vague promise. And
I like that.
And we trade implied love to you, and you trade us implied sex. So that's what we put up with each other for.
I don't agree with that.
See, no, if a man.
But I always get sex before you get love.
Well, I think that happens in most relationships before a love is a process. And I think even on the woman's side, it's not as if, I mean, you're sitting here talking as if we have sex with a man and all automatically we're connected or bonded.
You are.
Oh, no, we're not.
Absolutely,
well, no,
you
not.
Are.
No, I'm not.
Any woman who fucks a guy and is not connected to him is angry.
No, I wouldn't.
And they're
say
copying
angry.
Men. Just like men who walk down the street tickle and blow bubbles on his girlfriend's stomach and go and tickles her. He's copying what he thinks she wants. And when you fuck a guy without any love behind it, but you have to like me to fuck me. You can't fuck a guy.
I was about to, you have to be attracted and you have
there
to like
you
him,
go.
But love has nothing to do with
but,
it.
But it's the start.
That's a degree.
Well,
that's
for me
a degree.
It does,
you're just
but,
a, you're
you have affection.
You're debating a degree.
A woman can be attracted to you and you be ugly. That's possible.
That's not a possibility
around.
That has come to fruition in my life.
Let me say a little something about men. Women have to like you to sleep with you. Men have to like you to sleep with you again.
No.
Because to be quite honest, if I hate you, Carlotta, I am going to fuck you better. The fact is, my hatred leads to more of your love. Because I'm going to do it well because I have no regard.
I think that's for women who haven't evolved as people, and that's part of the mystery I was talking about as we evolve as people. Like,
do you agree with animals, though?
I
think our evolution confuses. See, men are closer to the animal fact.
I'm not talking about that kind of evolution.
You evolve is evolved.
I'm not talking about that, though. I'm talking about who I am every day. Like, if I'm seeking to better myself as a person, to know more things.
Thanks, Dan.
To a higher level of consciousness is what you're...
You know,
okay,
I mean,
evolving as a human being.
I mean,
being.
That's mystery. If you have somebody who's just interested in the same stuff, who always has the same boring stuff to say, who is not interested in their mindset and being conscious and objective, you know, like I think my friend over here needs to do some more of, but it's just interested in staying the same place and just having the same mindsets and all people are the same way and nobody's different. I'm going to label everyone. That's not interesting. That's boring.
Hey, Brian.
Like that bore me.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How are you?
How about you?
Do you hear this lovely bit of joy? She's like a sun-kissed orange. Oh my God.
Bubbles.
Oh my God. I can't. I bet you after you fuck, you have to count the stars and everything with her. She's magical. God, I'd like to get some of that right there. Brian, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I got this problem. I call it the curse. I got, like, a lot of things going on. Good job on my home. Great dad to my kids. You know, I got a lot of stuff happening for me. But for some reason, I get hooked up with these chicks, and they all end up leaving me for, like, an ex-boyfriend who's like...
You want to know why? I'll tell you why right now.
But guys with no job or nothing.
Because
like, you know,
bums treat women like bums. And for real, bum guys bring women down to that level where they feel like they're above the girl. You put women on pedestals. I can hear your fucking mouth right now. You don't have to treat them like shit, but you have to be a certain way where they think you're better than them. Women do not respond to 50-50 or they run the relationship. It has to be at least 60-40 on your side. It has to trickle down from you. You gotta learn how to be an asshole. I'm serious. That's why they leave you. Cause you ask any woman in the world who their favorite boyfriend was ever in their life, and she'll tell you he was a fucking asshole.
The problem is not every guy can do that.
Nope.
That's a real
true.
Problem. You
and
can't
I don't
change
mean asshole.
Your basic nature.
Wait a minute, no, Jeffrey. Yeah. And I don't mean asshole like fuck you, bitch. Da da da. I mean asshole like this fucking asshole. You could be a smooth asshole.
Yeah.
I happen to not be a smooth asshole. I think Jeffrey is a smooth asshole. Dante's a smooth asshole. But that's why a lot of women, Jeffrey has been their favorite or Dante's been their favorite. You understand? Where you have a chick in your life for 10 years. And you be like, damn, she's just been hanging around for 10 fucking years. I've been gone with this girl for go ahead, sweetie. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say this. I think you have a very realistic view. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. I think in a lot of ways for a lot of women and some men who think in those same contexts that you do, which is very general, like a lot of people do think that way. I think it is true. But I think at the same time, you know, with that said, like, you know, there's something that's unattractive when a man puts forth that he needs a woman indefinitely, like, and I think that's unattractive for anyone. Like, I need you, like, I want you to want me, and I want your love.
Now, what she's saying,
what she's saying is, I want a guy that don't want me.
Exactly. What she said in goofy girl talk.
No
offense, beautiful. I love you. Know I love you. No. What she said in that way.
Oh,
but I'm trying to talk man way, because what you just said,
He's not gonna understand that.
What she's saying
is translate it.
Women are after. Here's what women do. They come after a man and they want him. They want to see. They say, oh, this dude is cool as a motherfucker. This dude got a house. They look for things that they can innately, not maliciously, bring down. Like, they go, I want to just make this motherfucker less sexy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you stay, I'm telling you. What she's saying is, when the woman gets you to go, I love you too, booby bear, she goes, thank God I got this faggot now.
Oh, no. See,
thank goodness.
See,
but it's not malicious.
It's human nature.
It's
very similar to how men lose interest after the conquest.
I think when you get that higher level of consciousness, you move beyond that superficial, like, oh, if he says that, then I won't like him. Like, I only want what I can't have. All that childish, immature stuff. I'm talking about when someone loves me, I want them to love me and want me, not because they need me, because that means
okay.
they need me.
But here's
really trying to espouse is, like, all relationships are somewhat toxic, where a man has to behave in a negative manner in order
that's a negative connotation, but
it is a negative connotation.
But when I mean asshole is that you have this thing. I'm trying to talk it in plain terms.
You
understand?
What he's saying
where
is,
you have this thing like, this motherfucker is just, you're not sure how much I don't give a shit about you. Whether I do or not, you just like, this motherfucker don't give a fuck.
Oh, so that you're saying that attracts a woman more.
Absolutely.
I get
especially,
it. But no.
Especially
but
the more attractive
no.
the woman.
That's a paradigm.
Because she's so used to people doing whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Women don't take that well if you don't, if you withdraw some of the power.
That's
they
a paradigm.
They don't take
that
well.
That can be seen in two ways. And what I'm trying to say is, you can see that as, oh, I can be an a-hole. Or you can see that as, like, real love is not about needing, like, if I don't have, I need you. It's about want. Like,
hey, Brian, hold on a second.
I don't have to have
Brian, let me ask you this.
Well,
Brian. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry to cut you off. Wait, I'm gonna ask this guy a question. What is your method of operation with all these girls that leave you for bums? What is your thing? Because I tend to believe this. Never forget, it's not their fault, Brian. Never blame it on the women. They like fish. They just do stuff. They don't think. They just do shit.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but you know what?
Wait, Brian. Hold on. Let me talk to Brian.
Yeah. Moving about.
Let me talk. Sorry. I'll let y'all get in. Come on. We got hours to go. Brian, what has been your MO in terms of what you do? What's your brand in terms of how you treat women?
If I feel like there's connection with them, I mean, I treat them great.
Ugh. Do you feel that?
Faggot.
Now, immediately, immediately, a pimp's stomach
why,
just...
Why are you making face? Oh, God.
Immediately, a pimp's stomach just turns when he goes, connection. Those are vaginal words, dude. No guy gives a fuck about a connection. We don't go out. Men don't go out to parties, right? And we all look at each other and go, fellas, we're going out to the club tonight. And we're going to find the last woman we're ever going to be with.
We're going to find someone
I
we
wanna
can
find,
have a connection
Come on, fellas.
With.
Put it in. One, two, three. Soulmate.
Now you're going to
let
you.
Connection on three. One, two, three. Connection. We want to find the girl. Dude, you have to start to get a... This is what I want to bring up. You ever see the dog whisperer?
Oh my God, he's good actually.
Did you ever see the Dog Whisperer, Brian?
No, I sure have.
You, everybody out there, has to watch the Dog Whisperer. Now, I know women innately are gonna go, oh my God, dogs, women, blah. This is called context. Women don't get this.
Oh, you train women.
I just went over the line.
I'm not gonna go. Women are dogs, but there is.
Women are dogs.
No. I feel you. I feel, but your anger, that's just the sickness coming up. You need that. That's something bubbling up.
I'm not angry. I feel bad for you. Because a connection and finding love, that's something that actually works.
See, a connection is a word that I use.
And you're missing part of life.
Brian, thanks for calling, dude. Keep listening, man.
But I want to tell Brian one thing.
Okay.
And it's a psychological thing. If you notice a pattern that reoccurs in your life with several different people, but always the same thing happens, you are the only common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
The other people change,
that
but you
true.
Keep showing
but,
up.
No, for
and
men, but Jeffrey,
very often is with the person.
Jeffrey, let me squeeze in here. Let me say this. It's never the woman's fault.
Never.
Women, I'm telling you, dude, women's behavior is absolutely
is true.
Against their. Fuck it. They can't stop it.
They can't
what?
Help it.
Now you're saying it's, we can't make
they're,
it.
It's innate.
I don't like that.
You know what they like? I know you don't like a lot of things, sweetie. They're like the Hulk. They can't stop that angry thing. And let me get back to this fucking dog whisperer.
All women are angry.
Listen, let me, Condoleezza, let me say something.
Yeah, say something.
I love it. Let me just explain this.
Sure.
You know I am generalizing. Okay?
Yes.
But. When people take polls, do they poll everybody?
No, you have to take a sample.
You take. I do. I do field research. What I do is I do live performing, and when I do live performing and say certain things, I'm taking a poll to understand that the next time I do a show, I see the reaction. Then the next time I do a show. So basically, what I'm saying. There has been some research done on it. And what I'm not saying all women are like that, mm-hmm. but I'm saying all women are like that till it's proven different. Because you women's the animalistic thing, and this is why I said the dog whisperer. Not saying women are dogs, but it's your fault. When the guy comes in on a dog whisperer, if you ever see it, what's up, Drew?
Hey.
He comes in and he takes this dog, right? It's some wild, and the people are like, oh my God, I can't stop. I love this dog. I want to be with this dog. I don't want to put this dog down. I want to send this dog away. She's sick. Don't worry about it. Now,
because
what
I don't want to be compared to a dog, I'm sick.
Fair enough. Now, he comes in and he knows how to, he's a trainer. Like, Jeffrey's a trainer. Dante's a trainer, I'm a trainer, Danny's a trainer, Drew's a trainer. We come in and we go, I know how to train this dog. Let me just grab this motherfucker and do whatever it is. And what I'm doing is, wait a minute, Carla. What I'm doing is, I'm relating the dog's behavior, not that you lick your own ass or anything like that, but the fact is, you come in and I can say to a motherfucker, let me show you, I take your girl and go, wah! Chill. And your girl's going, and then you try to do it. That's why, wait a minute. That's why I can say bitch. You know why?
I can say bitch, right?
I've been saying bitch the whole time. You can get mad at it and go, what? But I'll never stop saying bitch because I feel like it. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is guys come in sometimes and go, bitches. And then girls go, what the fuck you say? And then, cause they don't really believe it. When he comes in, he believes in that shit, what he's doing. So when he has to teach, this is what I mean about the guys out there, it's not the woman's fault. The dog whisperer goes in and he trains the owners.
You're not a dog trainer, you're a bad owner.
It's ridiculous.
I don't have nobody peeing on my couch.
Apparently you do.
Scratching my motherfucking
dog. Your girl is stalking you, so apparently you're not a good owner.
Good girl.
Oh, that's
because
you
was
girl. Oh,
you're because you know why
you're not a good owner. Apparently,
she loves
go call
to
the dog
do that.
Whisperer. Maybe
that she loves to do that.
But so your dog whisperer says addictive behavior is not healthy for your dog.
I don't try to curb behavior that doesn't influence anything that's bad to me. I cure it. That doesn't make me unhappy
she's
when she stalks me.
She's stalking you, though.
But see,
okay, well, I guess that makes you happy.
You're qualifying.
Like that, you.
See, here's your problem. You're qualifying, and this is most women's problem. You're qualifying what you think to be good to you as good to me. What I'm buying ain't necessarily what you... You should sell what I'm buying. You understand?
We got two different things. That's
no,
fine.
You sell whatever I'm buying.
If you like stalkers, I understand.
There you go. But... You would stalk me, too, if you love me, in whatever your sense of the word is.
That's not the way I express love.
It's not expressing love.
We're talking about what's in context. And y'all are taking
it. It's like
when you're using, hypothetically.
It's context.
You're using, the dog whisperer in context. Not that women are dogs. You're saying
that's what they do. They don't know.
What we're talking about is instinctively the things that women do. There are things that instinctively.
Wait a minute.
Yes, there are. Is instinctively things that men do.
Hold on, let's get
this. Absolutely there,
Reggie.
So do you think that bothers me that you say that men, well, men, that's not what we're talking about. We're discussing women's instincts.
Okay.
Now, if you want to discuss men's instinct, that's a different topic.
No, let's stay on women's instincts for a minute.
Instincts are instincts.
Time out a second. Time out. I'm saying this is one of the things that, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, what I'm saying is...
Just checking.
I know Reggie pretty well. It was a frustrating diatribe he just said just now. Because you know why it's frustrating? Because maybe not all women do, but maybe 99.9% of women, to me, don't understand what the fuck context me.
Because you attract
analogies.
You
got upset
that.
With the analogy of the dog whisperer.
No, to explain a woman.
You were upset.
Don't accuse me of being upset.
Just because you're going like
this.
I even went along with your context. No, you didn't.
You didn't.
The first thing you said was, oh, so now we're dogs. That's what you said.
I didn't say that. I was going along with the analogy.
All right. Well, then, if you're above this, isn't that not what she said? She said,
initially
oh, so
when she
now we're dogs.
Dog.
Exactly.
Right.
So that was her.
One at a time. Reggie, go ahead.
I like it, but I'm not angry.
Yeah. Let's stay within the context. So
what you're saying.
You're saying that okay, men need to train women and work with their quote unquote instincts and innate types of emotions.
Yes.
But basically, what you're saying is that you're dealing on that? Well, I guess from your sample and your field research, you're dealing with women that don't have a brain.
No, we're dealing. They all do.
You really shouldn't say that about other women.
Yeah,
you really shouldn't say that about other women.
The guy should be.
Well, I shouldn't say that about other women.
You shouldn't say that about.
So let me ask you a question.
I mean, so if it's 99.9, I mean, if women fall into that category and they agree, then that's. I mean, that's their. You know, they buy into that particular...
Do you have a man?
No.
Why?
Why? Well, I would say I don't have a man. Well, see, I have
you get yourself together. We're going to go on a break. You think about that. Hey, Dan, we're going to take a quick break, man. You ready for a break? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to your calls. This is just insanity right now. We're going to get to your calls, man, when we get back, man. I gotta go to battle.
Patrice O'Neill on the Black Phillips Show, 866 WOW 1 WOW.
You can call. I'll listen to you talk about nothing.
That's 866 WOW 1 WOW.
It's ante up time, bitch. I'm a pimp! Oh, man. Lord have mercy. We are in a quandary in this motherfucker. It's hot. Outside, I came inside to get air conditioned to cool down. And we have the black Charlie's Angels in this motherfucker. Flipping around, burning niggas with crosses, making their little snide remarks, and then doing what women do. Oh, you sleep with a lot of women? Okay, the herpes. Excuse me? Oh, I was trying to be funny, knowing goddamn fucking well you wasn't. It was a snide, nasty... First of all, I know funny. Herpes is never funny. You know, when you're trying to be funny, nobody says herpes. But off air, we was still talking. Because these women, one is sicker than the other. I don't want to announce who has the worst illness.
He's saying that I'm the sickest.
Carlotta.
And then I don't want to be cured.
Carlotta's shit is going
boop, boop. It's like herpes.
She is ready to go. That's how sick she is. But I can cure Carlotta. Now,
but she said something that, if you don't mind, I want to ask her about that, because I thought it was really fascinating. We were talking earlier, and she said that a lot of women have body issues, that they have self-esteem issues. And being a model, though, a lot of women look up to you for that. Now, I love models. Let me preface it by saying that. I think it's great.
He does love models.
And I love beauty. I'm a big fan of beauty.
I don't think wait a minute. Let me disagree with this model thing. Black women do not look up to the model standard of physicality. Black women's physicality, because black men love big, juicy women. Like, white boys like these motherfuckers shaped like boys. You understand what I'm saying? That's a white guy thing. Black dudes do not trip out over no motherfucking model. So black women ain't running around with that as the image. Trust me. This is a white girl and a Chinese girl thing. Black women, because they know how motherfuckers are. Like, god damn. No one goes, god damn. Look at that back.
Look at this flat ass bitch.
I like that.
Look at the vertebrae.
Give me these bones.
You can tell by the amount of ethnic women in the street with wearing skin tight clothes. But there's still a lot of white women who look up to that. They don't go by color.
Okay.
They're looking by the body.
By the body type.
Right. So how does that make you feel when you're putting that out there?
This is actually what was said. My friend over here said that. A lot of women aren't comfortable in their own skin. And Jeffrey said. Yeah, and I said, yeah, that's true. And I think that goes across the board for African American women, Hispanic women, Asian women, and Caucasian women.
I just stare at that little thing you're insecure about, and then
the
I just take you out.
We have.
Oh, you are gorgeous. What is that thing sticking out your neck? It's okay. Come on, let's go to eat.
You know what?
I'm just trying to let y'all know how we are.
Well, I just want. Can you ask the question?
Oh, yeah, God, beautiful.
I'm curious to know.
I appreciate how everyone is an individual, because all guys aren't like you, Reggie. Some guys are like you.
My name's Patrice, by the way.
Patrice, yeah.
It's okay.
No, can I actually? I knew your name because he actually showed me.
Oh God, story. Please just get on with the story. and that's what girls do. Forget it, then. I ain't gonna tell it.
I'm not trying to forget it.
I love you with all my heart.
But you're hilarious, and I think a lot of things you said were true. And as far as women not being comfortable with skin, like I said, I think that goes across the board. And I think that whether it be with beauty or whether it be like she has something that guys want more, that's how we rate it. It's all about how many guys pay attention to you.
But here's what you don't get about us.
It's not me. I'm talking about women.
But that's who I'm talking to.
Oh, God.
We know it's not you. The others.
Now you got the cackles.
When a guy is talking to you in the street, here's what fucks women up. You think you have a choice. But normally, like, if you meet a guy and he says, I don't have a girlfriend, he got 10. Because
That's not true.
Wait a minute. We don't deal in quality. We deal in quantity. We have a human resources department. We're not like you. We have to get women. So if you meet me and I say I don't have no woman, you better know I got a bunch of other women that you'll be competing with, and you're always competing with. You understand what I'm saying? So when I'm saying what's up to you, I got a girl. So you think the 25 guys that say, yo, damn, you got a nice ass, damn, you beautiful. You think we said that just to you, gorgeous? We said it to everybody.
But I think
I know that.
So you're the guy who's been saying that shit.
I was wondering who was fucking you up, Jeffrey.
And that's why I think it's ignorant or silly to take an attention that a man gives you or that men give you and use that to judge or to quantify the quality of or who you are as a person. I mean, what attention you give
you are
or don't
way
give you
too
matter.
Complex no. to be that pretty. You are going through something mentally. You fucking hate your gorgeousness.
It's hard to be that pretty.
I love you for being this fine, baby. You brighten up this room.
Do you know how many
I wish
people...
I could come over there, but if I petted your head, you would go, don't you ever put your hands on my head like that.
Do you know how
easy
hard it is
Sojourner
to be
Truth?
That
we love you.
Patrice, you know how hard it is to be that attractive for women in society? Men, a lot of men hate them for it, and a lot of women hate them for it.
Yes, it's
for
a burden. Other reason, I'll protect you. I'll protect you.
They did nothing
I'll
to gain that.
I'll protect all of you from the horror. I love you for being beautiful.
I have this saying that don't take credit for your genetics. Nobody had anything to do with
right,
their
it.
Right,
it ain't your fault, and it ain't you shouldn't be praised for it or faulted
or
for it.
Or faulted for it.
Can
it's
I
your
say
genetics.
This one thing,
bro.
And
people
then
have to live with their genetics, though, and it's not always easy.
True.
Beautiful women can have a really hard time in life.
It's very true. Women and men. And then can I say this, guys, on the radio? Patrice is actually a really, actually cordial person. I know he puts on this image like he's a pimp and he's with all these women. He's actually, when we went on break, he was so cordial and so polite.
Because I'm not evil. I just.
No, I'd say you really were. And I
the dog whisperer don't kick the dogs during the commercial.
You know what? This is a fun guy. And you also said something on break that I thought was actually true. Mm-hmm. You said women want to be loved, but they don't know how to be liked. And I think friendship is the basis of any relationship with between any people and women and my parents.
Now, how can you be my friend as a woman when women don't know how to be each other's friend? Women hate each other.
I like women, but they act crazy sometimes.
Well, my sister's my best friend.
We didn't say blood, baby. Y'all grew up together. You grew up with your mama saying y'all two, you love each other. You grew up with something that made you love each other as sisters. But I'm talking about other women. Women hate other women. And the thing is, okay, my man, I know how fucked up he is. I know how fucked up Reggie is in terms of, you know, fucking a girl. I know how he is, what he is. I seen him kick it to girls that might have had a, you know.
Some women are.
Girl, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I accept him for what he is. See, that's what I'm saying. Women have no idea. See, you develop who you are. And you never develop what you are. What you are is something from the year one or wherever you believe in terms of God, where the planet started, Adam and Eve and all that. You are something. But a lot of times women forget that by trying to uplift themselves in society. But men accept what we are. That's why we win this game.
I don't think you all do, actually.
Oh, we win.
I think that's why there's so many insecure men. And I think that they
have
to overcome.
We're insecure because we want you.
No, but I think they have to overcome.
And we don't know how to get you.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a very nice thing to say. But I think a lot of times, and I think it's true, but I think they overcompensate. There's so many angry men.
Because you own, they can't get you.
Because
you own what we want. And a horrible creature is in charge of what we want.
Hold on.
Let me go to T. Oh, T hung up. That, my bad. God damn. All right. What am I going to? Who the fuck am I going to? I'm going to go to Manny in Miami, man. Damn, that T thing. I'm sorry, T. Whoever the fuck you are, man.
Come back.
Go ahead. Manny?
Yo, Patrice, what's up, man?
How are you, man?
I understand what you're saying about women, and, you know, like, I've been an asshole. Well, I kind of still am. And whenever I do meet a woman, and we have, like, a good relationship, for, even though it's short-term, it comes to a point where she realizes I'm an asshole, and her friends realize I'm an asshole, and then it just goes all around, and it kind of gives you a bad rep. You know what I'm saying?
No. What do you mean, asshole? What do you do as asshole, man? See,
like,
asshole,
like,
hold on.
You don't show them, you don't put them on a pedestal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You don't put on a pedestal. You don't treat him like the queen or anything. You treat him like you know, one of your friends, but that you're attracted to, and, you know, you want to have sex with.
All right. What's one of the principles? Oh, Manny, one of the principles of this show, one of the principles, and we're going to always, one of them that's steadfast?
Steadfast.
Steadfast principles is that it's your fault, Manny. It's not their fault. It's something you're doing, right? You're not being the right asshole. Because when I say asshole, I mean it in context. I don't mean you hit her. I don't mean you curse her out on a regular basis. I just mean there's a level because in understanding what they are. They hate being in charge. The queen, that position is second. That's the highest level of position a woman can be in the world is a queen, but she's second as that, and she loves being that. Women don't want to win, they want a winner. They want to look at their man and go, this motherfucker's the shit. That's what I mean by asshole, that she continues to look at you like, fuck, this motherfucker is the shit. Because their drive is to bring you down so you can go coochie-coo. I love you so much. So they can be comfortable with how they feel about you. Because I'm going to tell you what it is. We're lovable. And they don't know how to be lovable, but they want love. So they attack and make a motherfucker love them. And then you really don't love them.
They're not animals. They're not attacking.
Yeah, you attack. You don't know how to be lovable. We do. That's why. That's your fault is why relationships, women's fault is why relationships are fucked up. Because men have to give you something that they don't want to give you right away. But we're willing to do it.
Would you call yourself lovable?
Oh,
love,
please.
Love. And,
you did.
And likability and charm, charm, likability, and love, that's my vagina. And I'm willing to give it freely. I'm a charm hoe. Hey, baby, how? What do you
You're
mean?
A hoe.
What do you I am a hoe with my charm. I give you what you want, and then you give me what I want, but what I give you is so much more valuable in the long run. That's why women get fucked up. All right, Manny.
This is why.
By the way, when you asked me about Steadfast, isn't that Oprah's boyfriend?
Stedman. Oh, wait a minute. Let me say this about Stedman.
Steadfast,
let me tell you about just what I'm saying about what y'all think makes us attracted to you. If you look at any picture of Stedman and Oprah. Mm-hmm. Now, Oprah owns islands.
She owns the
she
world.
She owns helicopters. Yeah, right. She owns influence. Oprah mm-hmm. is a beast. And I don't mean that.
All right, we get it.
In the literal, right, thank in you. The literal sense.
She is, but if you look at any picture of Oprah and Stedman, Oprah is always curled up in a ball
next to Stedman.
She's always in the picture with Stedman. Stedman's never Mr. Oprah. That's what I mean by that arrogance, that thing where she's just
the madness.
Fucking Stedman, all the dudes that want her, like she be on there like, Jamie Foxx wants to fuck me, you see this? Stedman, like, I don't give a fuck about that. Fuck him. Fucking Stedman! She love that motherfucker. Now watch Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in pictures.
She's a man eater, dude.
He is in the picture with her, pushing African babies around. Got one Chinese baby, he's holding on his shoulder, pushing one, and she's like, hello everybody, I'm Angelina. That relationship stinks.
No, that's a wonderful relationship.
Why? Because she's
I'm joking.
Because she's the boss.
The show.
Women don't like to be the boss. You
that's not
don't.
Necessarily true.
You hate, at least in your manhood.
I think some men are a good job of fooling them.
Have you ever been the boss in your relationship?
Yes.
In
that's why she don't get a man.
In all of
that's
them.
That's why you don't
in
have a
all
man.
All of them, except for which one? The one you're in now, right? Exactly. See what I'm saying to you? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you understand that you got to find a guy that you
every
go, this
woman,
motherfucker.
What about
every woman wants a strong
man. Doesn't, not
no,
good. No,
no, no,
unless you open a business together, money-wise.
Nobody wants
I'm saying, this is all I'm saying. You know what? And this is, some people might think this is shocking, but I actually do think that I do believe, like, a man takes, let's just say this, I think we have different roles. And I'm not going to get into that whole...
She's
like,
going to do it really careful. She
what's the role? What's
really
the role? Well, go ahead, baby. What's the role?
I'm, you know... I'm
the man is the man! Say it! That's what you want
to
say!
You don't need confuse me to, her, goddamn.
You need me to open that pickle jar, don't you?
No, I think that with women's empowerment is like, let's be treated equal. But we're not the same being. So why? Yes, I do want you to open a door for me. So I don't want to do that for a man. And I'm not going to do that for a man. So, I mean, like, there are some women who don't want that. And I think when you get into that, like, feminine rights and things like that, women don't discuss that. Like, we do have very different roles. And, yes, I do think...
Name a role, baby. Come on now.
And I'm trying to stay away from that.
Name a role. I'm not going to let you just sit here and... right now, you're just...
I'm trying to be very general. I think we can both...
Spit it out, baby. You ain't going to lose no modeling contract. Spit it out.
I think we can do different... We can both do the same thing. But, yes, I do think that... It's
You want a strong man that you can submit to without him being abusive. That's what you want.
I would like to just say a man has to be a man and feel like a man in a relationship. And when I said yes,
And who do you think should make a man feel like a man? Whose responsibility is that?
That's a woman's responsibility.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's my responsibility to make me feel like me. You understand that?
I don't need you for anything. Some validation, because like you said earlier, that we are so men are so insecure in their pursuit of women because we're trying to, of course, attract as many women as possible. So if a woman rejects you, that's why you have the particular mindset and demeanor that you have now. That okay, in my rejection, I get further, or more women are attracted and have a tendency to quote unquote stalk within.
All right, ready? Okay,
stop
the presses for a second. Let me interject.
I like that.
Let me explain something. Let me boil it down to a real easy way to look at it.
So you do look for our validation.
It's more like reaffirmation. Validation to a point is okay, but the happiness, your self-respect has to come from within. If you let another person make you happy, they have the power to take away your happiness too.
And let me explain to you another thing, like in terms of, I think, and I'm serious, dude, women always get bored with the idea of vagina. You know, they go, oh, do we have to talk about? It's very, very important because you run it. But here's the issue with the vagina.
The other part.
Time out now. If men had something, this is what confuses women and angers them. If men, here's the difference between us and y'all. If men had something on our bodies that we didn't know whether every time a woman talked to us or not, it was genuine. We had to always figure out, what does this girl really want, man? Let's say we all had 20 G's in our pocket. I'm just being hypothetical. 20 G's was like women go, all men got 20 G's, nigga. So
and
they go,
and we
they go,
it.
Hello, how are you? Blah, 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 right? Here's what men would do. Men would go, shit, here, take this 20 G's because I'm better than this. Take your 20. You want it. I want you to stop trying. I want to give you what you want just to see. Just to see what you really about. So I don't have to think you lying. So what happens is y'all, and this is the thing that kills me about women, love fucking. They love coming. It's more important for me to be better in the bed than you, because I don't give a fuck. I'm like, shit, lay there like a zombie. I'm going to explore. I know something good going to happen. But women, you need us to be good. Women need all type of shit from a man. You need us to be good in bed. You need us to be smart. You need all these things to make you, to energize you and be attracted to us. And what do we get in return? What do we demand from you in return? And you holding on to it, it's important to us, but it ain't special. It's not special. When a guy comes in, he has to establish himself. Let me tell you, man, I've been in this business 16 years. You YouTube me. I've got a bunch of shit. You've been in the business 7 years. Yeah. You've been a distinguished doctor for 25 years?
Yeah.
That's my establishment. Now, when a woman walks in the door, you're already at my level, depending on how pretty you are.
You got an automatic
there's
wild
some,
card.
There's some women who are as pretty as 16 years in this comedy business and respected. You walk in the building, just because you're pretty, that brings you up to my level. The anger is,
you could
the
get
resentment
me.
Wheel that men have is that, motherfucker, I've been doing what I do 16 years. She coming this motherfucker with a pretty face and pretty eyes, pretty mouth, and think you me? I'm better than you. A lot of guys need, but I say
why
that.
You have to be better
wait
than
a minute,
you,
I say that. I say that so that the woman could be attracted to me. You understand? That's where the anger that men have is, because a lot of guys walking in the street that don't have a radio show, that don't have the stage, that haven't explored confidence, they're walking around like, I want to love this woman, but what do I do? Because you are choosing. Just because you got a vagina. Just because you
but
got
one. But you can't
one.
Be mad and bitter at women because we have vaginas.
Why are you mad and bitter at us? Because we got your vagina, which is love,
I'm not,
that we take away from you.
I'm not mad or bitter at you.
Oh, shut up.
But don't you see, Patrice, don't you see how more interesting this show is?
That's just gives I love her.
If these were three unattractive women, this conversation would not be as interesting.
No.
It's because they are so attractive that the conversation is even more interesting.
And they are lovely, all in their different ways, man. Lovely women, all in their ways, get men talk to you. And that's another thing why, like I said,
women are not totally aware of the power that they are wielding. They do it innately. It comes innately
to them.
But
that's the point. The point is that you have to explore those behaviors. And
exactly.
You have to explore those and understand those behaviors to get in their head.
But I think your problem is as
George?
A person.
Because hey, huh? Oh, fuck.
You have a problem, I think, as in your personality. It's like extremes with you. It's no gray area. Like, either I'm better or I'm worse. You know, you have a vagina or you don't. Like, what about just people?
That
doesn't exist.
Oh, I fucked up again? I'm so sorry. Hey, Dustin. I'm sorry about that, dude. Dustin.
It's yo.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, man. You're on the Black Phillip Show with Dante and
Jeffrey
and Drew and Danny Carlotta and I forget her
Catherine.
Name.
Catherine and Dawn.
Catherine and Dawn. I've been calling her Condoleezza the whole time. Catherine and Dawn. What's up, man? What's going on, bud?
I just wanted to say that like I can see it from both sides. I used to be like a real nice guy and all, but like. It wasn't working out for me, you know, girl. You know,
wait a minute. What made you think it wasn't working out for you? What happened?
My girlfriend was cheating on me. You know what I mean? Like.
Because you know why? Like, how hard was you fucking her?
Well, I mean, loved her.
Did you fuck her like she was she was a girl you didn't give a fuck about?
Nah.
There you go.
Well, now
stop kissing her on the forehead.
This is stupid.
Gotta fuck her like she's a hoe, my man. Yeah. Don't you ever stop smashing it. Fuck her like you're a caveman killer, but go ahead, man.
But yeah, like after, you know, a couple of girlfriends, I was just like, I'm tired of this shit. Fuck that, you know? And I just started like I met this one girl, you know, banged her, and then like just like didn't talk to her for a couple months.
Right.
You just talking with her.
Banged her again. Didn't talk to her for a couple months. Started dating her, and now like she's pretty much in my pocket now.
Hold on, baby, because he can hear you. Wait a minute. Hold on. Finish what you just say what you just said again, dude.
She's pretty much in my pocket now.
She's in your pocket. Because you felt like you fucked the shit out of her, and then you just said, nice talking to you.
Pretty much, yeah.
What's your problem, ladies? He's in a happy relationship now, because he's running it.
Well, can I say this? I don't think you're ever really happy. I think it's about a balance, and Jeffrey can talk a lot about this. I don't think it's ever about being on one side, being complete jerks. Banging women and then not talking to them the next day.
Wait, let me explain what she did. She did the quote unquote sign and looked in the air. Banging. Go ahead, beautiful. Banging women. This is so beneath me.
Or being what he's talking about. Some women are like drooling and pining over them. Neither one of them is good because none of it's attractive for anybody when anyone's at two opposite extremes. But having a balance, like knowing who you are and saying, I want you. I don't need you.
Oh, my
you,
God. Do you that. Understand this is, that is a woman's, put here's a problem. Thank you, sir, for calling it. here's the problem with women. When do you suspect, what year did we find out pussy was important, you think? The year one.
For me,
as soon as
Jeffrey
showed up.
As soon as he showed up. Whenever the beginning of time when somebody found out
that's why he ate that,
that
apple,
you go, holy
like,
shit.
That's why prostitution
pussy
is the oldest
apple.
Exactly.
He ate that apple because.
Patrice, that's why prostitution is the oldest profession.
It's the oldest profession. Now, here's what I think happened. And here's listening to Carlotta, listening to Catherine. And listening to you,
Dawn.
Dawn's kind of chilling. Listen to her thinking.
Right.
What I think is what happened is once men found out, this is how powerful vagina is. I think we found out 20,000 years ago that pussy was important. And women found it out. Like, holy shit,
I can get all this niggas rocks or all this whatever was valuable.
I got something valuable here, right? Yeah.
The seashells.
Shells and his rocks.
Whatever was valuable then, and a woman found out, shit, this mother gonna give me all of this for this? You understand? And that was pre, you know, shaving. You know, that bitch's pussy was a mess in the year one. So, what happened is, women never, ever progressed. Whatever, you've never progressed in your game. So men are still 10,000 years behind, but we are steadily trying to catch up to where vagina is and the importance thing so that we can keep our rocks. That's what we're trying to do. But you're staying exactly the same. You're just going through the same mentality and men are trying to figure out, we are really trying to conquer
the
vagina. It's very important.
But
you marginalize how important it is for us. You really, all the things you say is based on you and how you feel and what it should be for us.
It's comfortable.
But we don't give a fuck, Carlotta. I don't care if you can read. You know why I don't give a fuck if you can read? Because a man, this is why women hate to be number one.
No, some women,
if you
men
can't,
care. There are some men
if
who care
you
can't
about fuck,
that.
Catherine, I don't give a fuck because I can. I'll teach you. If you can't read, I don't give a fuck. I'll teach you. If you don't know how to read, I'll figure out some shit we can do that you're going to get.
No.
Anything, any of your shortcomings as a woman, based on the fact you got vagina, you'll be all right, because I'm the king and it trickles down.
Nah.
But when a woman, wait a minute now, tell me the truth.
People need
Carlotta, let me, you know, I'm going
to
let you, hold on, let me finish, I'm going to finish the whole thing real quick and then you respond. When a man has shortcomings, when a man is lower level than you would like him to be, if he's under you in terms, you can't deal with that. You can't deal with uplifting a guy. Not that you don't want to, but it's not attractive. It makes you sick to have to raise a man up.
Why does it have to be over or under? Why can't it be? Like, can
well,
I just ask
you? Know
then,
what
why
I
so, then why are so many
say,
women with losers, though?
No,
because
you see that
because it's that low self-esteem thing, and you realize that doesn't last, does it? It always, like, she comes in, she does a thing, she does this, and she does that. But she eventually, a chick, I've been a bum guy in two relationships. And I realize, like, no matter how lovely they were, or how man, oh no, I have it, I got it. I didn't have it when I was young. I didn't have it. They had it, you know? Oh, I got you. Eventually, they will go, why I gotta keep paying for the fucking food? I'll never say
it's
that.
It's about a balance. It's about a balance. And I understand, well, like, yeah, I do get what you're saying, because sometimes, yeah, I have been in relationships where I do think that it's nice when guys take care of things. I think that I take care of other things, like in other ways, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
What's the other ways? I'm not going to keep letting you just vaguely say stuff. What's the other ways?
No, listen. And I think it's unhealthy.
I'm curious to hear that, too.
Okay, what's the other ways, Carlotta?
Saying, but it's about me even achieving that balance. Like, you shouldn't always have to pay for dinner. Like, sometimes I should. Like, I think it's about,
I don't think you should. I don't think you need to.
Okay, that's your choice, but that's not saying that I'm not offering.
Well, I must
and
say,
you have to be in a position that if my girl pay for my food,
if I don't have it, I don't have it. That's one thing.
If my girl pay for my food, I know that I'm in a position where she can't hold it over me, because naturally she's gonna slowly. Nice watch. Naturally, she's going to start to go, motherfucker, duh. She knows she paid for it. If I go, give me $20, man. I'm going to say that with that kind of...
Anybody's going to say that.
Comfort zone.
I like taking care of women. Don't you like taking care of women?
That's our job. It trickles down from us.
I love that feeling.
I
like women to feel safe and secure with me. I want them to know that I take care of them.
But it's about a balance. It's not about...
Let
Kevin
speak for a second.
Kevin,
go ahead.
I must say I do agree with you, because it is somewhat off-putting and it becomes less and less attractive if you are dealing with a man that can't, you know, hold his own weight or be a provider. So I can't sit here and say that it should be equal, yes, on some, because you have to give back in a relationship. But at the same time, I think a man is a provider.
It's
so
never
let
equal.
Let me say this to you. Let me change that word equal. I'm going to give you a better word. You have your value. But equal ain't gonna happen.
Well, when I say equal,
we're different.
Equal,
you have your value.
I'm talking about equal. I was thinking in the context of going out to dinner. Sometimes you should, of course, pay for dinner.
But that's logistics. That's not even the big picture.
There's no such thing as different and equal.
I do believe in that, but I'm gonna say
you
this.
You believe in what?
I do believe in equal but different. Okay, but I will say this, that okay, in a lot of majority of the situations, like the man sometimes is making more money than the woman. I'm not talking about if I don't have it. If I don't have it and like you are making more money than me, that's one thing. That's
doesn't
like,
matter.
That's no
to me. It doesn't matter to me if you don't have it.
I understand.
To a real dude.
I'm talking about for me, sweetie. Right. I'm talking about for me.
Like, and that's what you've been talking about. That is the problem,
Carlotta.
You got
your opinion and I got mine. So I'm just trying to talk to you.
But the world, do you think the world, do you think the world?
No, I don't.
Wait a minute. Do you think the world understands women's needs more than a man's needs?
No, but I do. I do. I think it's unfair. I do. But I'm just saying this. When I don't have
it. Wait. Do you?
No.
There was a question posed. What was your answer?
Does the society or the world around us understand women's needs more than men's? I'm listening to you. And yes, I do.
Okay.
I actually listen. I know you don't, but I do. No, I'm just joking, but I'm serious. You don't listen to something. But no, I'm joking. No, but I'm saying that if I don't have it, that's one thing. And sometimes when I don't have it, pick me up, help me out. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have it, like, hopefully I can help you out too. You know what I mean?
See, but you got to understand, it's not picking you up and helping you out for us.
It's what we do.
It trickles down from me. That's what I'm supposed to do.
You are a provider. I do believe that.
And we
want
to do it.
Yes.
That's part of being a man. I'm King Patrice,
Carlotta. You're Queen Carlotta.
Sweetheart, I understand that. But what I'm saying is I still would like to offer. Like, I'm still going to offer. Like, great, you want to do
very
it.
Very nice.
And here's what I said to you earlier. Here's what I said to you earlier that you didn't listen to. It's not that hot. You're just getting hot. You're sweating. Well, I'm overweight, baby. What's your excuse? Yeah, it's getting hot in there.
No, I want to say something.
When you said how do guys, women end up with bums, I think that women who end up with bums, they still think those bums are better than them. Like, if you got a woman and she has degrees.
In the beginning.
And she thinks he's better because even though he doesn't have a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of, he doesn't care. So she admires the fact, his free spirit, the fact that he doesn't give a fuck. That he really doesn't care. He has nothing going on and he don't care. Whereas you might have.
You have your
degrees and this, that, and the other, and you're still worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. And that is something to be jealous of. It's something to admire in a man. And so I think it still supersedes that.
All right, James. James in Tennessee. What's up, man?
What's going on, Patrice? Man, I love you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, my problem is, man, my wife and I have switch roles. I mean, she's a nagger. I mean, she nags me to the point where I just give up, and she'll win every argument.
Never give up.
And I just go around feeling defeated all the time, and she's making all the decisions. And
have you ever played sports?
Oh yeah, I've wrestled in football.
Beautiful wrestling, contact, right?
Yes, sir.
What was your mentality when you went out to wrestle a dude?
Did you ever play and give up?
What was your mentality when you went out to have a wrestling match?
You just want to dominate your opponent.
Well, what's the fucking difference here? See, women confuse us with this thing where they make us feel like what we are ain't shit. We're competitive. Women only have, look, Carlotta's a rough customer, but I got 45 more levels than her. Because I'm not going to win.
So he thinks.
And women, they're competitive too, but eventually what they do is they go, they want to be second. This is your fault, nigga. Your wife is controlling you because you innately are letting her. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Let's say she leave you. What are you really going to miss?
Nothing.
That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
That's not true. You will miss something.
How long have you been married?
Don't let him soup you up and let you
do
something.
That's your wife talking.
No, but
do you understand?
He can get you to make a mad decision. Like, he doesn't
listen,
know your wife.
Listen,
she's
to
a
her.
Person. She's
this sounds
a,
like your wife, doesn't
she's
it?
She's not a vagina walking
this
around.
Sounds like, this sounds
you
like
love
your wife,
her for
doesn't
reason.
It? Doesn't it?
There's things
her
about
though,
her that you love.
This sounds like your wife, doesn't it?
She gets away with stuff and says stuff to me that ought to beat a man's ass for. You know what I mean?
And that's what another fucking... Thank you for saying that, James. That's another thing you don't respect. And that's where a lot of the resentment comes. I'm a man. I can throw you through a window. And I don't.
But how do you... But there's some women who can beat some men.
There are laws.
No, ready? Hold on. Ready? Laws, okay. Time out. Let me say this. There are some women that can beat me. I bet you can beat me in a race.
Shut
I bet you
up.
Could. I bet you could. But you couldn't beat a guy who runs in a race. You understand? The best man is the best.
Not true, sweetie.
There is no best woman as the best.
That's not true. Oh, that's not
name
true.
Name a woman who's the
because
best.
Of that, because of that.
Name a man.
Because that sport.
Michael Jordan.
Oprah Winfrey.
No.
Ready? Oprah Winfrey? Yeah. Warren Buffett? Bill Gates? Is better than Oprah.
I don't
know.
$40
billion better
no,
than
no,
Oprah.
No, I'm not talking about money.
The best. Well, what was you talking
no,
about?
Because actually. Because
she's going to change
there
the
there you context. Go. You keep stuttering.
Wait,
talking about
no,
the context. Best man
I
is the best.
Well, I can't talk because, you know what I mean? If you want to hear what
go
I'm
ahead,
saying.
Go ahead.
You know
go
I mean?
Ahead.
This is the thing. So, like,
go ahead, James. Hold on. Go ahead, James.
What's the process in turning this around? I mean, when we first got together, she would volunteer to suck my dick and
now. Oh, ready?
All right, let's hear the men's opinion and women's opinion.
Hey James, let me tell you what happened. James, you listening? Do you hear her over here? This is what I'm saying. I conquer Carlotta's every day. I'm King Carlotta Conqueror.
He has never conquered me. He wishes that he could conquer
Carlotta
like me.
Is on a
like
slab
me.
And
never,
she don't know it. She never. Already got an apple in her mouth. I'm gonna get her. But that's how I feel, James. What you did, dude, is you fell into that thing that men fall into where we think we have to be socially, you know, hey, we can't think like this anymore. I have to, hey, man, she's my wife. She's my everything. She's my partner. Let me tell you what you do, except for hit her. Don't hit her. But what you do is you search your gut. You search honesty. When she's talking to you and you feel something, you act on it. Don't, well, not physicality, but if she's talking too much and you're like, holy shit, why don't this bitch shut the fuck up? Tell her to shut the fuck up, James. Try it. Try, look. I don't like my fucking eggs like this. See, here's the thing again. This is my point I want to make.
Eggs.
Fucking women.
Eggs.
Women. Women. They don't give us, they don't sell what we're trying to buy. A woman is always trying to sell her betterment. Her betterment means nothing to me in terms of what I want out of, as a man.
That's a shame.
That's not the
Why
point I'm making.
What do you want, eggs?
Shut up. Shut up. Now listen. This is, but do you see how the relationship
there's a level of comfortability or
may
there's
I
a level
just say
of
this one Dries finish and then
hold
I
on,
just
I'm gonna finish up. Hold on, let me finish up. The problem is they your wife is giving you things like women will go, I'm a good girl, right? I'm a good person, I'm a good woman, and she'll start naming things that are good to her.
That she's supposed
like,
to
she's
do.
Like, I, you know, I cook, I do that. It's like, I don't give a fuck. You gotta know what I'm buying with my fucking
Apparently
spirit.
You're buying those eggs.
With my spirit.
So what are you buying?
You gotta, eggs. James, you gotta tell, you hear how they just won't shut up? That's the first thing you do, is you get them to wanna listen to you. Now, you see Catherine stop talking a little bit, cause she started listening. Carlotta is still talking because her sickness is worse.
Oh, slowly please. Coming out.
Can I
but she'll never defeat me. Because Carlotta,
I'm not trying to defeat you.
You are trying to defeat me. And that's another James.
Goodness.
Listen to Carlotta. See, that's what women do. They can be aggressive, but then when it comes down to it, they can go, they can do this.
No,
not me.
Victim.
But yes, her. Yes, her.
Yep.
They're the enemy, James. James. They're the enemy. Sleeping. Don't you ever forget.
No, wait, sleeping with them all. Can I just
don't you ever forget, James. It's us against them.
Can I just say something, Patrice?
Yes, go, baby.
You didn't turn him off, did you?
He's listening, though. He's on the radio. Go ahead.
He turns him off. That was really nice. That was not what? Nice. What? I said I want to talk to him.
You want to talk to him? James, call back in. She needs to talk to you.
Okay, can I say this?
Go ahead, baby.
Okay, because I wanted to ask him a question. What she's doing to him, and I'm not saying I've never made this mistake, mm-hmm. What she's doing to him, nagging, that's wrong. That's not right. It's not right for anybody to do that to anyone, because people are people. Mm-hmm. And if you want somebody to do something in the first place, literally and I know this is like bewildering your ears.
No, it's just that you keep...
You missed the entire point.
Disclaimer, you set your point up, and then when somebody address your point, then you go, oh, I just want to say one more thing. Get to the point. Say what it is you're going to say and stop giving a disclaimer and prerequisite in everything that you say. You're a good person. We all understand you're a good person. You don't have
ooh,
to.
Ooh, Reggie's nice and
that.
Frustrated with you. I've never seen this before.
He's so bitter.
No, yeah, he's a bitter guy.
Bitter.
But that's what you're doing. It's like when you got to stick that out. This is the thing. You have a. No one has ever, and this is what I like about what's going on with this show. No one has ever told Carlotta to shut her face.
Oh my gosh, you don't know
your brothers, your mom, but I'm talking in a relationship where a guy who wasn't abusive to you just was like, Carlotta, you fucking talk too much about nothing because you've never had to deal with that because your comfort zone in babbling. You have a comfort zone in going, you know,
I think that's you. When you talk, it's not babbling, but when anyone else talks, it's babbling.
No, because you don't understand. When you talk, you're venting. You're not getting to the point. You're just...
I'm not venting. You're trying to be polite.
Which comes to Drew Boogie.
Guys, let's not jump on.
But still, they haven't let me finish. But still,
I wish James would call back. Here he is. Here he is. James is back.
Because I talk the way I talk, I'm dragging them on because I'm not a man.
No, you
I'm
are trying to know. It has nothing to do with
James.
It has
nothing to do with
friendship. It has nothing
to
do
with
James.
It has nothing to do with you being a woman.
James, you hear this? This is your wife, isn't it? Listen to her. This is your wife, isn't it? Listen to her. Listen to her.
I'm not in your circle.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
So can I say what I want to
say? Say it. Stop asking if you can say it and say it. You've been running your fucking mouth
since you came in here. So
yes, say it.
James, this is your wife.
Hey James.
Really? James, this is your wife.
Do you really think that works?
Reggie's your wife.
James is back.
Now I'm gay.
Now wait a minute.
That's where we're going. Is that where you're going? That's my wife.
Stop nagging. Don't nag.
Oh Jesus Christ. You really think that works?
This is volatile. James is getting scared.
Now I know why I don't like it.
I love you. Don't nag.
You're talking a lot of shit and you ain't saying nothing.
But you're talking.
Say it.
I'm not talking.
Just say your point.
Hold on. Talking. I'm
just
not.
Say your point. I've never been frustrated by the fact that you just keep talking shit and you ain't saying a goddamn thing.
Okay, so why don't you be quiet?
Jesus.
We're just angry because the girl that you know likes me won't give you any vagina.
James,
you're too fucking skinny for me to fuck you.
James is back.
James, you're not even my type. You're not even my type.
I mean, what are you talking about? I've never seen this.
We're taking a break. James, stay on the phone. This is James is scared because this reminds him of his relationship. James is back. James, she wanted to talk to you. James is back.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Albert. He's very angry.
Go ahead. Wait a minute, James. Let me tell you what's...
I'm uncomfortable with his anger.
I can see this. Let me tell you what's going on.
What's going on?
He's not mad for what she's doing, her thing that she thinks she's winning at. He's mad that she thinks... That's getting him. That's a man's anger.
I'm not trying to get him. That's what you think.
You are, Carlotta. You are trying to get your caddy because you're a model. Y'all do that to each other. Yes, this is what you do. You go, okay, Joyce, go, you're going to go in those shoes. Ooh. Didn't do it. I know that. You caddy, baby. I'm King Kong on this shit.
A person can't just be like a generally nice person.
James. There's James.
James, can I ask you a question?
Jesus Christ, you're still asking for permission.
And that's passive aggression, by the way.
It is in some ways.
It is in all ways.
In some ways.
Just go. James is here. Ask him a question. Go ahead, baby. James.
I was just out here on the radio.
Focus, gorgeous. James.
James, when you're arguing with her or when she's nagging you, how have you tried to, like, shut that down? Or, like, do you just scream and yell? Or, like, what happens?
No. By this point, I just block it out and let her have her way just to get her to shut up.
Right. Well, why don't you just leave the room or walk away from her so that you...
I'll answer the question for her. Because the bitch follows him. You know what? Listen, enough of Carlotta. Carlotta.
James.
No more questions for James.
Just one more question.
Tell her to shut the fuck up.
I just want to ask him one question. What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm just...
Good question.
You know,
He's afraid. That's the same question. Thank you, sweetie. That's the same question I asked you. Is, listen, if she left you, what would you really miss?
Well,
and here's wait, James. And here's the thing about
it. You know what that is.
Your fear. Here's what you have to conquer. You have to be willing to lose to play a game. To play a game, you got to be willing to know that there's a loss, and you got to be willing to lose. And you gotta be willing to lose the horseshit marriage you're in because she runs the show. Like, now look at this. Any woman who runs the relationship is miserable because she's not nice and he's miserable. When I'm running it, it's better because because Monday, I'm consistent. Y'all bleed every month. You have hormonal changes. On Monday, I'm a great guy. On Wednesday, I don't talk to you. Look, I don't pay y'all
moods.
No attention.
Men have moods for real. Fluctuations in their emotions.
Our moods are respect.
That's just
you don't respect the truth. You don't respect the bicep. But, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all don't respect the bicep.
Yeah.
God damn it. James, don't let this woman shit get to you, man. You gotta, don't go 0 to 60.
It's woman crap.
Just listen, try not, because another thing they got is, did you hear the confrontation between Dante and Carlotta? Women,
there was no confrontation.
Women, wait, don't say
being passive aggressive.
Please, Dante, chill.
All right.
Carlotta, women cannot function on their own emotion as their feed source. So when we're emotional with them, they need that. They don't care whether it's positive or negative attention. It feeds them. So to you, it's attention.
No.
All you got to do is sternly marginalize her horseshit. Means nothing to me. Keep talking, baby. What can you really do but walk out that door? And if you ain't willing to do that, shut the fuck up. Try that. That's right, James. Try that shit.
Buddy.
Try that. We're taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to do more calls, and we're going to get to this report. Drew's
that boy was lying.
Mid-level report here.
That's right.
He knows.
Drew
he knows.
Boogie's coming back with his mid-game report. I don't want to call it the same thing of red eye and shit.
Patrice O'Neal.
It is almost better than when a guy eats your pussy.
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
Wow.
Good music, Danny. We're going to come into, before we get into the Drew Boogie synopsis of the show so far, I must say we found something out about Carlotta. Now, if you listen to the show, you know that the gentlemen here are different kind of hunters of animals. And why my friend Reginald hates Carlotta so much is because it's not the animal that he usually hunts. And she doesn't look like the usual bear. But Carlotta's a bear.
She's disguised as a bunny.
She's disguised
really
as a bunny.
She's a bunny.
With
a bear and bunny.
She's a mutant bunny. She likes aggression. She likes to be conquered. She loves to be conquered. No one has done it yet. But the black fist of justice will be swift.
Swift and deadly.
Wait, hey, Drew, let me take a few more calls.
Go ahead.
And then we're going to get to the Drew thing, all right? Oh, well, this is interesting. We're going to go to Mike here. Mike, what's up in Seattle? Very interesting little thing you're saying here. Go ahead, buddy.
Is this black Israel?
I just thought you guys might want to know that... what you're saying, Patrice, is actually in the Bible.
Interesting. Interesting. Go ahead.
For some books that were left out, you know, they had that big assembly of probably white men that sat around a table and decided what was going to be in the Bible.
Right.
And some of the,
I think
the
I like this guy here. I like this guy, Michael Seattle. Go ahead, Mike. Let him finish. Let the genius finish.
And, by the way, visit Whackbag. Got to represent. You know how it is.
Go ahead, man.
So, but one of the stories that they didn't put into the Bible was Lilith. Now, at the beginning of the
this cocksucker,
man,
fuck you. This nigga said the Book of Willis. You fucking dick. That nigga said the Book of Willis. What an asshole.
That's the company.
What's the third book they decided to put in? All
right, look at.
Go ahead.
Let me go to. Let me go to my man Lucky. Lucky.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
What's up, guys?
Then I'm going to Brandon because he has.
Oh, no. Let me take off speaker. Hang on, please. I need you.
No, go ahead, man.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yo, dude, my girl just fucking broke up with me.
Okay.
And I'm confused because I did what you say guys should do. You know, I would talk her up, tell her how awesome she was, but then she'd have the upper hand in the relationship, treat me like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to put her in her place. But now, according to her, I'm always an asshole, always a dickhead.
Because you didn't believe
she'll
it.
Be
did it without an
Cause,
ethic.
Yeah, because you didn't do it from in a righteous way. It wasn't you.
And but
that is me.
It isn't. Wait a minute. Let me tell you what happens, though. Listen to me, Lucky. Here's the thing that guys got to understand again. Another principle besides one is it's your fault. Two, you have. It is. And two, like I said, with that dog whisperer thing, watching him, he doesn't really train the dogs. He trains the people. And you're not, what you're not doing when you do an asshole thing, like what one of my things that I do is when I'm being an asshole, my girl, she gets a synopsis of why I'm being one. I always tell her why what she's doing, and I always tell her what I'm doing so that she has an understanding and knowledge behind my assholishness.
Which
I don't
a good
just,
trainer does. A good trainer does that.
I make sure she knows the fucking... Like, why I just said to her, like, the reason I say bitch, it's not, I don't just say it because I want to say it. I say it, it's a purposeful reason. The reason I say it is because women go, don't call me no bitch. I just let women know there's an option out there that there's possible that there's a man that won't stop calling you one. Now, what's your next level? Just to let you know that this is about my desire to want to go with your wishes. Now, I didn't outwardly call any girls in here bitches. It's not necessary. But if they go, you shouldn't say bitch at all, I say bitch now 47 million times. Just to let you know, there's only one option for you to deal with. You can either go away or you can sit here and deal with me saying bitch. Your assholishness has no, you don't have a philosophy behind it. You're just being one. You have to let her know why, because she left out of being typical. She was a typical girl. Like, you don't kiss me anymore. I'm leaving. You're an asshole. I'm leaving. That's what they do, dude. Yeah. That's. Do you understand what I'm saying? She's just being what she is.
Yeah.
She's a girl. She can't help it. So what you do is you, here's what you do. You get condescending. You just go, listen, I understand you feel how you feel. You had to leave me. I am an asshole, but I'm going to keep being one. Listen. Anytime you want to come through, come through. You gotta be.
That's honest, not condescending.
But it's an asshole thing to do to not be upset. That's an asshole thing to do.
I think that's honest. I think that calm people make better decisions in life and period.
See, Carlotta, if you've been listening to the show, Carlotta has a lot of techniques that she has stolen from men, but she's learned them from men. You ever hear that old statement? I taught you everything you know, but I didn't teach you everything I know.
Yeah.
See, Carlotta learned a lot from dudes.
Don't listen to him, please.
There you go. She learned that, too. Don't listen to him. You better listen to me, because she listened to me at some point in her life to become this much of a guy-like asshole.
No, I didn't.
Women are not naturally this kind of asshole. She's a man-like asshole, because she really admires men. She doesn't want to be this helpless thing that women feel like they are sometimes, and they learn from us. I bet you Carlotta tries to stand up to pee. Guarantee fact. Guarantee fact. Dude, it's your fault. That's all, man. You gotta stay. First of all, you can't just do things for no reason. You can't do them out of just, you have to have a purpose and a point to be a dick.
I feel like I do have a point, but I can't express that to her. She won't understand.
You don't have to express it. You just got to be righteous and have a philosophy about what you're doing.
Act like you're better than her. That's the way.
You can make her understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not.
She's way out of my league. She's like a 10 on the
scale. Oh, that's why you're definitely...
You don't believe it.
You have to be... Look, here's the thing again to you.
Yeah.
You have to believe, and she has to believe... that you are better than her. Now, better than her is a vague thing. What it is better to us, meaning a woman better than us, usually has to do with that she's pretty, that she's gorgeous.
Exactly.
A man better than a woman is his fucking establishment,
his swagger.
They like a woman. They like to bring a man down. That is their natural thing. It's not malicious. It's like, look at this motherfucker. I'm gonna take him down off that pedestal. He thinks he deep. Fuck him.
Yeah.
And if you stay where you at and not let her move you in any direction, if she goes, you're gorgeous, you're so great, don't let, when my girl goes, I love you so much, I put it in the same basket as, you're a dick, motherfucker, you suck. It's all the same thing, because they emotional, dude. You're there to just rein in their emotional. That's what you're here. You're logical. You understand? So they got 50 million levels to their emotion. We have to have 100 million levels to our logic. You have to explain to her why she's doing stuff, because she don't even know.
But can I ask you a question now?
So logical, she doesn't get it.
Can I ask you a question? Driven.
Is that a lie?
I am going to agree with you, Patrice.
I'm not emotionally driven most of the time.
Well, I am, and I know a lot of women who are.
Hang in there, soldier.
Now,
see you later.
Now, my emotions mattering as much as my logic does. I think me evolving as a person, that becomes a balance, and I try to do that in my life. Now, but can I ask you something, Patrice?
Go ahead. Because Wild Child, we're gonna come to you after she finishes. All right?
I dated a guy.
Okay.
And he was probably just as emotional as a woman, and like this guy always had to be right. Like if you would try to tell him that he was wrong, he would really get angry and upset. Mm. And I knew he had issues growing up, but for me, I was like, this is kind of like how women act. Some of them, like, you can't ever tell them he's wrong.
And no one can see her on the radio right now, but I know you see it, and I know you see it. There's a joy that you just had knowing how men must feel. You're very, very envious of what we are. You're not envious of what you are. Now, wait a minute. Remember what I'm saying.
Love it.
What is different than who? Who you are is another story than what?
Okay, that's our question.
We'll get to it, baby, before I get start screaming like Dante.
No, I mean, you can scream all day. It's not going to do anything for me.
I know, that's why I'm not going to string that.
And I'll just watch you.
Finish your story.
And I have to rein you on in those emotions and bring them down. Bring them down.
I better underarm smell like pineapple juice.
You're talking like us now, right?
Oh,
delicious.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you said that.
All right, enough of you anyway. You lost your time to talk.
I'm okay with that.
Wild Child, go ahead, baby.
I used to be kind of like the girls that you got in your office. That you right now.
You mean Carlotta? She talks so much, you think it's 10 women.
It's a group.
Go ahead, baby.
We got a choir.
Very independent, very, I wanted to rule the nest. Mm-hmm. I was in two of those relationships where I ruled. I told them what to do. Wait a minute.
Let me get in there. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Let me get in there. Now, what you're saying, it sounds like you're saying that all those relationships always failed, right?
They did.
All right, go ahead.
Well, that's why they're in the past. Because I wasn't happy.
You ended up leaving because you wasn't happy. And why don't you think you was happy?
Because they weren't ruling me. They weren't telling me what to do.
Oh, my God, girl. You need to.
Because you need. She's telling you the truth. It's not a balance. You desperately, not do you want. See, you can't think to say, I want somebody to rule me. Innately, you want desperately to find a man that makes you want to be ruled by him.
She said that, but she didn't verbalize it like that before.
And guess what?
But you know what he means. You know what he means.
No, I don't.
You do know what he means.
No, I don't.
You absolutely know what he means.
Gonna be okay.
And you don't. You know what he means. And ultimately, you just won't say it.
You just won't verbalize what you say.
Oh,
I'm
really annoyed with her. She's so sarcastic.
She just, now listen, she's not truthful.
I bet you she's sarcastic when she's coming, too. Yeah. I bet she's just like, oh, you think I'm coming really hard?
She probably never got one of those.
Don't think
I'm
that
not really coming
my
that
vagina
hard.
Is going out and in, but I'm not really, really coming. I'm not going to give you that power, buddy.
So
they're not. I mean, I'm just trying to be honest. I really am.
You're not being honest, though. You're
hold on, hold on. Wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Time out. Stop the presses.
You say I don't talk or I don't say my point, but
hold on a second.
You're not being honest.
Because I want to hear.
You're not being honest. Be honest.
Him too.
Be honest.
I am trying to be. I'm trying to agree with this woman in a way, but I'm not saying it like that.
Wild child.
I agree with what she's saying.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was in one for 5 years, and like I said, I rolled that one, and I tried it with an older gentleman. And he was 20 years older. I figured he'd be a little bit more, you know,
stronger,
bossy. But I ruled that one too. And now,
so now this new one. What did this new guy do? That was, and please don't say he socked you in the head. But what did he do to you mentally? What did he do to you mentally?
In my place, he makes me feel very secure.
He makes you feel like you don't have to, like,
be in charge.
And here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing out there. It's very difficult for a man to understand when that he needs to check something. Because sometimes you go out to eat, it could be as little as, let's go to the restaurant. Yeah, I'll order a steak and some rice. She orders whatever she orders. And the guy brings me steak and potatoes. And she feels like she needs to go, excuse me, he ordered rice. Even that small thing, you have to be cognizant of because... She's.
Why would you let someone do that for you?
Hold on a second, though.
I would never let a woman do that for you.
But women do that where they go, excuse me. But there's guys.
Not with me.
Who would let a girl because she could get offended, right? Guys are scared to lose the promise of pussy. So if you're taking a woman out, right, and you barely know her, and you go, hey, listen, let me get the steak, let me get this rice, and they bring out the potatoes, if you don't go, excuse me. And this could be a dangerous thing to a date.
Mm-hmm.
If you think, and this is what teaching them is, why I would do this. If you think that you have to fucking step in for my food, what you gonna look at me in life? You don't respect me right now.
But I wouldn't even allow that.
Jeffrey, you're not listening to what I'm saying, though.
I am, but I'm talking about guys who would do that. You wouldn't do that.
But some people don't know not to do that. Like, if I'm out on a date, with one of you, right? If I'm on a date with Carlotta, but here's the fucked up thing about the situation. Women don't do it malicious. They're not sitting there going, I'm going to take over his life when I... help him. I'm only trying to help.
It's the caretaker.
That's what I'm saying. So, but if I'm on a date, right, and I'm a guy, I'm a fat motherfucker out with one of these girls, right, and I'm feeling like this is a pleasure to me, like, wow, they're out of my league, right? Now I'm sitting there, and I go, yes, I'll have steak, I'll have this, I'll have that. And she'll go, I'll have this, and I'll have that. And they bring the wrong thing. Now, a goofy motherfucker will go, she'll go, he ordered rice. A goofy guy will go, thank you very much. Because he's going, I don't want to make this girl mad because I want to at least smell her fucking kneecaps at the end of the night.
Most guys would say, you know what? I'll handle that. I'll take care of that.
Ask Wild Child. Wild Child, when you was doing things to run men, right?
Right.
It was subtle things like that, right? Like subtle things to make you go, why the fuck did he just let me do that?
A lot of women
can learn a lot of things from what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I really do agree with what you're saying, and I'm saying this, and I hope that it's respected and not.
Thanks,
you know,
Wild Child.
Yeah, and I, a lot of women can learn a lot of things for that because I think at the same time, a lot of things you say are one sided, but at the same time, there are a lot of things that women can learn, and I think there's a lot of things that men can learn, and I think that what you're saying.
Okay.
And I think that a man should be the provider. And I think that women do.
So why are you so
people
not with the program then?
Let me finish. You, that's because you don't know me yet to understand where I'm coming from. You think that I'm coming from one direction, but you don't understand it. That's why you think I'm coming from that direction. But what I'm saying
is. Time to shut the fuck up. I'm a time limit. See, this is what you need. I'm not giving you something you want. But see that little, you need something like that. All you need, See, what I'm doing for you when I tell you shut up is not disrespecting you. It's direction.
I'm shutting up because it's your show, not because you're telling me to shut up. If we were on the street, guess you wouldn't shut up.
You wouldn't do a goddamn thing but shut up.
You wish.
Motherfucker.
When we get out of the studio, tell me to shut up 10 times.
I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up.
And I won't shut up.
Shut up, nigga. She's one of these girls you got to call a man sweat because bitch don't bother. Bitch! Whatever. Shut up, nigga. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
I'm still not going to shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to introduce you to the young man we know and love, DJ extraordinaire. It's the Drew Boogie Halftime Show.
Yes.
Just to say what he has been gathering during his quietness, because Drew don't like to talk. He never gets to talk, so we're going to hook him up. Everybody's mic is off, including mine. Go ahead, Drew.
All right. Now, I'm really a little worried about what I missed the first 40 minutes of the show, but...
Just a bunch of phoniness.
Okay. All right. Well, what I heard heard to start with, women do not understand context during an argument. Now, if you're trying to argue with somebody, if you're trying to argue with a woman, you're trying to put your point across, she's going to keep hearing the wrong thing. And I don't remember the example that she did, but you remember what happened with the original girl that was on the show? What was her name?
Jacqueline?
No.
Turn my mic back on.
The first one.
Stupid ass wasn't
it? Kathleen
Rowe.
Kathleen.
Yeah.
All right. Remember when somebody said your pussy probably stinks and she couldn't let it go for the rest of the show.
She lost her mind.
She lost her mind and she couldn't let it go and she couldn't continue and discuss an argument because that kept going through her head.
Right.
So some women, not all, and you know, poor Colorado.
So what you're saying is that you agree that women just really don't get context.
Yeah, the dog whisperer metaphor. It wasn't working because... Because
they heard dog.
They heard dog,
and it had nothing to do with you're a dog.
And it's a language barrier. She understood it after a while, but, you know, you got to keep persistent on that. Oh, and let's see.
Focus, nigga. Go ahead.
The next one. Women developed who they are, not what they are.
Okay.
They try to be loved, not liked.
Right.
So you got to remember these things.
Okay.
Women.
Oh, this is okay, I see what Drew's doing. This is what he decided to do. It's a recap of important points.
Of all the important points.
Fair enough. So women need to, and again, everybody listen to this. What you are is what a turtle is, what a lion is. You know how you watch the Animal Planet, the lion kills that little deer and you hate the lion, you know what I mean? Or the shark attacks some girl and bites her arm off. You hate the shark, but the shark is attacking that person because of what it is.
Right.
That's what it does. Now, when I say what we are as opposed to who we are, we have some women who are high level social women. Like, you know, one's a model, two's a model, two have the sisters have their own business. Catherine runs like a motivational program. And they're high level women. That's who they are. What they are women. Girls at heart.
The enemy.
That's what they are. And that's how you're able to deal with this, because who they are can a lot of times interfere with what they are. So that's what that means. Who and what. That what they are, beautiful women. Women, girls, who they are, all kind of shit. The stuff that Carlotta goes, you don't know me. That's just who you are. I already know you. I know. I know you sit down to pee.
And the next point on that was they try to be loved, not liked.
All the time.
Which is why the relationships fail
all
the time.
And let me ask you a question. Turn, let me ask Catherine this. Or Mary?
Dawn.
Dawn, I'm sorry.
You weren't even close.
Dawn, at least they're fucking white girl names. I don't have to fucking deal with Tanika or something like that.
Laquana. And
Dawn, let me ask you this. Turn the mic back on, sir, please. May I?
Yes.
Can I ask you?
Of course.
Okay. why can't you love me as a person, meaning your man, your boyfriend? Why can't you love your man and your man just like you? How come you can't love me and I can just like you?
Because
and our relationship exists.
Get ready.
Because I feel that the relationship wouldn't be equal, that he's basically... taking my energy, trying to, you know, why would I love someone that will just like me?
But what if I'm being lovable and you're just being likable?
Well, I think that
what if you're not being lovable as me?
Well, I think that we have to sit down and have a conversation. With
about how you feel? Everybody's mic's back on now.
Okay.
Wait, oh, no, wait. Wait, Drew. Let's finish up. I'm sorry.
That's a rough concept right there. You're going to have to go through
it. Oh, nigga. I might have opened up a can of worms that got to be.
Liked and loved. Likeable and lovable, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Talk about it. It's interesting.
Next one. And everybody got to listen close. This is serious shit. This is what the whole show is about. Women hate being in charge. They don't want to win. They want a winner.
And what that means is women really, if you look at any woman who's in charge, who really is the boss, she's not happy. Like, she thinks she has to be mean to be the boss. She's copying what she sees bosses do. Women don't want to run shit. It makes them miserable. They want a man who runs shit so she can go, that's my man. If my girl scratches and hits a lottery ticket, if my girl scratches and wins a lottery ticket, I go, damn, she won the lottery. If I scratch and win a lottery ticket, she goes, damn, we won the lottery. Women think in terms of us. Men think in terms of me. That's why we can be the boss. We can be hated. We can have that. We embrace that kind of misery. Women hate to run shit because there's no guideline for what they should do except for from a dude.
Well, can I ask you this?
Go ahead.
In the animal kingdom, since you always talk about instincts, I don't feel like my mic is on.
It's on, baby. Go ahead.
But since you always talk about instincts, like, the female lions do the hunting.
Yeah, but who gives a shit? That's all social order.
Well, you
but
the boss.
Who's the boss?
The male lion protects the offspring and fights off the
sometimes
alpha male.
On planet Earth, they were eating the children.
Since you brought up the lions.
Other alpha males eat the children of the alpha male that had the children.
Okay.
Would you say that, just to boil it down, would you say that the male lion and the female lion in the animal kingdom are equal?
No, and I don't.
Fair enough.
Yes, I do. They're different.
She has her value.
She's different.
But he is the king of the jungle.
I just think they're equal, but they're different. If she didn't hunt, they wouldn't have food. If he didn't.
Oh, yes, see, yes, they would. That nigga would go up there. If she didn't hunt, you think he would just die?
If he didn't defend the pack. I don't think he would die, but I don't think she would die either.
Not because she's a hunter, but
so about roles and roles.
I just said that's
what the female lion does. She hunts for the male lion and of course the pack. As far as you know, and they usually do it in packs. So it's not just one female lion; it's a group of them. But that's a particular role. So if there's an understanding that okay, this is my role.
I'll do
as
this,
a,
and you do that,
and you do
but
that.
But that's not equal.
That's different, it's unequal.
They have specific values, but
different
those values
roles.
Are different, and those values are not equal. You couldn't replace a pride of female lions for another alpha male lion. You have to
no, because there's different roles,
but they're not equal in value. They have equal value if you want to say.
Do you see ultimately what women in the society? I think we have to boil things down to what it is in terms, because we can go over and over all kind of details. The thing we have to boil down to is what I feel like women are upset about. They want to be equal to men. It's like you can feel it. It's this thing where.
No, I don't.
But I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going
to
boil it down. It's so disrespectful.
It's a lot of things they
of
want.
Why you can't ever be equal. Because you're the fucky. You will never be the fucker. You are always the one getting fucked.
The receptacle.
And you hate that. You hate it with your fucking bones.
No.
You hate the fact that even if you get on top and go, I'm gonna fuck this shit, you really are getting fucked. And they hate that shit.
I would say this.
I think that
women like the role that they're in as long as they don't feel as though you as that male
taking it for granted.
Is not, you're not going to be abusive.
Exactly, and you're not taking it for granted. Mm-hmm. I don't, that's okay if I'm the, like, that's great, the you have
safe,
to do the work.
That's what
great,
Jeffrey's
you have to
saying
go,
about
you have
that
to pay
safeness.
So you're saying just to find yourself. And here's another thing. Here's another reason why y'all lose. Now, what you're saying is.
Everything's about how we
Yes. Yes.
You're sick.
So we're just
big
losers.
Yes. Because when you win, it's not of your own doing. You're scratching a lottery ticket and you're hoping to find a guy who is not corrupted by his power. That's what you're hoping to do. I don't hope to find nothing when I'm looking for a girl. I find you and I make you what I need.
Well, that's the girls, kind of girls you can get. You
oh, you're that same thing, pumpkin puss.
Oh, please, you make it what you need.
Hey, Danny, do we need another?
But see,
Danny.
But see, I don't talk to you like that. I try not to.
It'll come.
Whatever, dear.
It'll come.
No, but it's not, because I'm not going to lower myself to be disrespectful like that.
You've already done it many times, but you hit it with sarcasm, nigga.
That's right.
I didn't.
Think you do. You think you tricking? I invented that game.
I disagree. I tried really hard to respect you and
look
respect
at that
everyone
mouth.
Who's here.
No, you haven't. I think what you're doing, this is the highest. I don't think you get any angrier than this. I don't think you go, what, motherfucker? I don't think that's your game. Your game is more and more mean, snide remarks is your game. You went that high. Herpes is that high.
Okay.
Let me bite you on your shoulder.
With many people. It was a joke.
Look at all those fucking nerve endings. I bet you no one touches
them.
You, right? I bet you. You ever had your underarms licked?
I get angry.
But you don't get steam, baby.
No,
you don't
I do.
Get hot under
no,
the collar. Catherine gets
you
hot
should,
under
no,
the collar. Catherine
should.
Goes, motherfucker, what? That's Catherine does that.
How do you
Dawn, because
know?
I fucking know.
I don't think she gets
and,
mad.
And Dawn is, she calms Catherine because she goes, when they hang out, I guarantee it.
I look at her laughing.
Dawn will go, like, if a guy gets ready to piss Catherine, she knows Catherine, how she gets pissed
Catherine
off.
Now,
and she warns the guy, now, come on now. Chill out, Catherine, now, baby. Don't. Listen, dude, you need
Forget
to just
him.
Get the fuck
He's
on out of here.
It.
And if he keeps going, then it's fucking both of them going, fuck you, nigga. Now, Catherine says, fuck you, nigga, because I did a thing for you guys, the
right.
thing.
At the Gotham
and
angry.
Catherine is like, rawr! She got on stage, excuse me, let me let you know what the fuck this is. She was like, uh-oh. You can feel it on the show that Dawn's a little like, if she felt, now here's the thing good about Dawn. She didn't feel at any point that we was disrespectful to her sister. Cause she would have come in like, nah, this ain't where you going with this. So you know that everything's cool, cause Dawn is the one that moderates if things is going fucked up or not.
But they're very aware of themselves, which is very interesting. Mm. You missed their sketch where they switched personalities.
Yes,
and it was very, very interesting. They have great insight into who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine is the professor.
Yeah.
She's a professor of sociology, is that correct? Or anthropology.
Oh, so you understand
so
human behavior.
Animals.
Yes.
She's psychoanalyzing you.
Are you really?
Right,
exactly. We need to talk then.
My mom's a social worker.
Let me teach you some shit.
Well, you see,
because I don't have no shit on my wall and shit.
And
agreeing.
This
is the Black Phillips Show.
And agree with certain things, but when I have something to say,
yes.
you know, I'll say it, but otherwise...
And this ain't no switch goddamn personality, trust me. If What's she it? Was really a talker like that, she'd be... Because a couple of times she's like, let
Dawn,
me get in there, but...
Dawn knows who she is, though.
She's not aware of who she is.
In her own sense, she's very comfortable.
And was you done with everything, Drew?
But no.
Why can't
go ahead. Sorry,
I'm
sorry about that. We just went back
to...
We just said, fuck Drew. Hey, do we need... I wanted to ask what kind of break do we need before we...
If you want, you can go for a little while. You can go for a little more.
Well,
a little more? Okay,
I just
want to
say I do get angry. Like,
I know you do, but...
No, I get angry.
She got angry today because she got lost on the way to my house.
I get
but
angry.
See, her anger is
she did
always...
A model thing,
you know what her her anger is based on? That she hasn't been able to... She doesn't understand this. It's been based on me reacting to her anger. It's based on a man. Like, when she gets mad, I know it's like not, motherfucker, I'll kill you mad. It's like
sometimes
you
it
are disappointing me and you're making me angry. And the guy goes, sorry, Carlotta. I'm so sorry that I'm making you angry. It's my humbleness. It's my, like, retreat or surrender myself to her. A lot of her anger has to do with me agreeing with her anger, not just her anger goes, oh, shit. hold up. I got to get my, sword out. It's, you don't go off like that.
No, she has a temper, though.
She has a temper.
I do.
But it ain't like, I felt that. It ain't like, fuck that motherfucker, I'll kick you in your
well,
face.
Well, she doesn't speak that way.
I just might.
All right, give me a way of, like,
you hear it in
something
her
that
voice.
Would piss you off and how you would be pissed off.
I mean, I'm pretty honest about who I am. I mean, okay, for instance, I can't agree a lot of things. But I mean, I've tried to evolve.
What is this nigga voice you do every couple of minutes? What the fuck is wrong with you? You hearing voices? It's crazy. And then I float away. Nigga. That's what I'm saying. Let me handle your voices for you. I will manage your voices. And I just want to say, oh, no, nigga. Go ahead, man. Fucking, let me just get your, Sybil, get your shit together. Go ahead, Drew.
All right, I knew this was going to happen. All right, Jeff made a real valid point before.
Okay.
The man should not need validation.
Mm-hmm.
We went through the whole validation.
Now, ask Jeff to expand on that.
It has to come from within. If you need someone to make you happy, you're going to be hurt when it's gone. The word wasn't validation. It was something else, Jeff.
Outside validation. It doesn't matter how many people tell you you're amazing, you're wonderful, whatever. It has to come from inside. My personal experience was I was a very severe stutterer. I don't know if I ever told you that. I was a very severe stutterer until I was in my second year of college.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and I couldn't even say my name. And it's kind of a long story, but what happened was, like, I ran for president of my college because I figured...
Confidence cured it a little?
Well, no, it didn't cure me, but it taught me a lesson. I thought if I could win the election, I wouldn't have to stutter anymore because it would show me that people like me because you can't win an election.
So the stuttering was some mental shit. Stuttering is always mental, right?
Okay, and it's funny because now I work with people and I teach stutterers that they don't have to stutter. That's just a side thing that I... enjoy doing because it's important to give
back.
There's
a motherfucker named Big A on
but
yeah, you need
to help
Big
that
A.
Nigga. Go ahead.
No, but what's interesting is that it taught me a lesson that outside I won the election. I'm president of the school, and of course I still stuttered because it had to do with how I felt
now,
about
myself.
Is
there any stuttering still alive in you, or that shit is just gone?
But it could happen in a minute. I think of it all the time. I don't allow myself to stutter.
It's some self-conscious bullshit or something.
Yeah. It's just how I feel in certain situations. It could happen at any moment. But I don't allow it to. It's the power of your mind.
All right.
And it's a thing that I've worked out.
Does that apply to, let's say, guys? Because, again, we're trying to help.
Well, if you allow people, you know, if you're depending on women to make you feel good about yourself, it's not going to work. Your happiness has to come from you. If you're happy with yourself, then you can be happy with someone else. We go through life like a letter C, looking for the other C to make the whole, to make a compliment.
I don't think guys do,
they do it without knowing. That's why they're so frustrated. That's why they're so frustrated.
I think guys go out, I think we build differently. Women build from the top down, and men build from the bottom up. We build from sex up, and women build from...
There's nothing wrong with that.
But wait a minute, women build from... who you are down to sex. Like, sex is the lowest part of the relationship to them, and sex is on the front end. It's an important part to us, but I'm saying I don't think guys go out to look for validation from women. I think we are attracted to women, and I think we want them on the lowest common form. It's not looking to be validated. It's looking like, I just want this woman. And then here's how we love.
But
and
we
this
want
is
to be understood. That's our. That's but, what we're. And that's what I get angry at. That's what I get
sex
angry.
Sex is only
I feel
low.
Like I'm misunderstood.
On, sex is only low on the woman's totem pole because our society makes them feel that way.
But they control the product.
Right. They control it, but they control it more because society makes them feel
that
way.
It's like drug dealers, right?
Listen.
But drug dealers. Drug dealers. Who gets more respect? Drug dealers. Drug dealers or the people who use them. The drug dealers essentially get more. Women are dealing
because
pussy.
Control. Yeah, exactly.
And
okay.
Men are like, please give me. And women are like, get away, you fucking junkie from my pussy.
Listen.
Get away, you junkies.
Crackheads.
You crackheads. You're disgusting.
You just love that, don't you?
We just want that on such a low level because we, that's why people look at pimps. With such admiration, because
no, they don't.
Let me fucking finish. People, women, of course, women don't look at pimps. But if you looked at what they do, minus what you think they do, which is beat a bitch to death and all that, the idea of being able to talk a woman into selling pussy and all the proceeds from her pussy come to me willingly.
Yeah.
That's some motherfucking shit.
That's
what
rap.
All men go. See, when
what
people,
about when a woman can do that?
When you can, you know what? You go, can I have something to eat? Here's my pussy. And I'm going to imply that you will get some. I am pimping you with my vagina, which makes it so much more powerful for me to talk you out of the most important thing in this situation.
But I think that you...
What happened, baby? What's going on?
Just like,
She just said, oh, she fainted and shit.
Her head exploded in the chair. All those years of knowledge, her head exploded.
Fainting.
I mean, the analogies that you're using, they're, you know, it's boggling
so,
my mind. But
it's just so, it just shows your lower level of standing with that. But I think some men actually do want somebody they can have a conversation with, that they can who understands their mind.
But it's after
and
the
I
sex.
Hope, and I hope, and I
it is
maybe that's
sex.
True. But some
no, it's absolutely true.
No,
I'm gonna tell you what.
I'm gonna
tell you what men do. Let me tell you what men
nothing
love. Let me tell you what man love
is.
Let me tell you what man love is. Man love is this.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious. We make a decision on many women that are in our life. We decide that you're the one that I'm gonna make sure is okay. I'm like, you know what? Out of all these women, you're the one that I want to make sure you have everything you need. Are you hungry? I'm going to get you food. Are you thirsty? I'm going to get you water. Are you cold? That is what love is to us. Our love is not, even when we go coochie coo, it's what we think you want. We're thinking you need that. Because what we do, we're the provider. We just want to make sure you are good. And that's the choice. That's the choice. We're not looking for love. Cause I mean, I tell my girl all the time, you know, look, it hurts her feelings. She goes, why are you, like, if we discuss me cheating, right? And I say, I don't cheat on you. And she goes, well, why don't you? I go, well, cause it'll hurt your feelings. And she goes, is that it? And I go, well, what the fuck else should there be?
What kind of girls do you? I don't know them kind of girls.
What else? You know them, and you're one of them. We're going to talk. And it's like women want something else other than what we can give you. I love you, and that's all I fucking got for you. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I got. I don't got extra shit. I don't got a reason behind it. I don't got... Our love is taking care of you. And you want more. You want our love to be like your love, but our love is not like your love.
But then some of the ones who say that they love you, they want you guys to be like co or whatever, and they want to feel like you got their back and I got your back. Well, if that's the case, if all they want to do is take care of you, then how come aren't all of them running out taking care of us?
Because you're assholes like you, nigga.
Well, I love you.
Well, I must say Patrice does hit on an important point because I think women, I think
like what
we do have two very different value systems in and around love. And I say many times we, as women, we have a tendency to put the value on whether or not the man is cheating. That's not the issue because he is going to cheat. I mean,
why is he
going
to cheat?
Well, men,
what
could
kind
I
of
think?
Men don't cheat on
men. Men.
I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm just going to, it's going to be us.
Men,
big family.
Men have a reproductive system, and depending on their system, they are generating sperm at fast rates. And one woman could never. This is what they've been created for.
Girl, you're not giving him what you need.
Procreation.
You can never see. You're not listening to it because you can't.
They will always do that. So my point is just what
Patrice
said. Are you
saying men will always cheat on you?
Men
will. We will always. Do you think? Let me ask you a question. A guy that.
I was there where I at one point I know where Carlita where she's
Carlota.
At.
Carlita.
Time out. Stop the presses, Catherine. Let me tell you why she's a dick. Let me tell you why I pitch.
Why her
dickness?
I can take the woman who thinks
she is not. She's not. Here's the thing. I think I'm finding what I need.
Shut up.
In her insecurity, Carlota
thinks
people. And this is, I think, from the pretty thing you were saying, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
She has a defense system that she thinks everybody's against her. Catherine is 175% on her side. But she didn't listen to Catherine finish her point. Catherine was making a point about that. She wasn't saying every guy cheats. She was going through an anthropological thing. But she goes, like this.
She did say that.
But there's a context of what she's saying. But here's the thing. She thinks she's at war with everybody, dude. She's not. But that's what she does to these. That's her model world. Come out into real human being world and you'll feel a little better when all that snide remark shit don't fly.
She said that it wasn't context. She said that
I didn't finish what I was saying. The point is, yes, 9 times out of 10, a man married, not married, in a committed relationship, and you could be in that relationship 1 year or 20 years, he will have sex with another woman during that time.
I don't agree with that.
Well,
that's
you don't
sad.
Agree with
what makes you say
that's
that?
That's very sad to me.
What are you basing that on?
I'm basing this on most of my friends are male, and they're very honest with me, and they say, as far as a love,
you think a guy ever cheated on you?
Is there an anthropological or
but I don't think all of them will.
Sociological.
All right, ready?
Biological.
You know what's interesting?
Everything, nothing is bar
well,
none.
Yes,
so I disagree with that anyway. Nothing's bar none. Not all of anybody.
Catherine, okay, she made a point. You made a point that you think all men cheat.
But
wait a minute. But 9 times out of 10, no, wait, because we, you know what? I tell you what, for the radio. Because it sounds like you can expand on a certain level that we have to stop.
Okay.
No offense. Quickly. I mean quickly. Tell me why you think that's not true. And not because of something you feel like. What she said.
In 10 words.
I don't agree with, but I say there, she was making a synopsis, a reason behind it. Why do you think that not to be true and not just, and I'm going to lay
sad.
The way that I'm going to lay the ground rules on your rebuttal.
On the answer.
Do not say, I just don't think life and people are like that.
I don't talk like that.
You just talk like that to say you didn't. Listen to me. Why? She's getting nice and mad too now that
just
I see
you. Just say what you
want
to say.
I don't feel like it. I want to say this. Look at her getting mad, nigga. Now, what?
Mad.
Yes, you are. It'll be
you
better.
Want me to.
Oh,
you
it'll
want
get.
Me
it'll be the best when you're mad. Why do you think that not to be true, that all men don't cheat?
I first of all, anytime you generalize anybody or any group of people, it's
oh,
wrong.
God.
I know it's gay, guys. Okay, can I just finish? I know it's gay.
Go ahead, baby. Come on now.
First of all,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Second of all, I mean, every person is so much different. And third of all, I know so many people, like I'm
actually your first and your second of all is the same thing, but go ahead.
I'm one of them who believe, like what you, who believe that like what I do.
See,
actually,
but you didn't answer. See, you didn't lay it out. You feel it. We're not talking how you feel.
You're venting.
Same thing you said to me. Let me put it into context, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So what I'm saying is, some people do believe that what you do actually does, and they come back on you. Like they put out what they want back. And some people don't want people to cheat on them. A lot of men don't.
Some guys don't cheat, but so, she's talking. See what she's talking
no,
about.
She no men want to be cheated on.
There is.
All right,
let me tell you something really quick about men. Here's the instinct. Hold on a second. Here's the instinct of guys. The instinct is women. Wait, women want to fuck one guy a lot when they love them. Men's instinct is to fuck a lot of women once. That's our instinct. That's why liking you is much better than loving you for us. Cause loving, see, pimping, people go pimping ain't easy. Pimping is easy.
But they don't all
but
do
a man
that.
Can
loving a woman, loving one woman for a man is very difficult.
I would like to feel that way. I would like to wanna just feel that this woman is so much to me that I don't have
a desire to be
like
with
that.
Anyone else. Yeah.
But instinctually, there's other
biology
stuff that goes
takes
on.
Over, man.
Finish your point. We've got to go to commercial.
I think there are some women who can make men feel like that.
For a period of time.
All right.
No,
like, we got to take a break. All right.
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
So the guy goes, well, I can't get hard unless you suck my dick. So I was like, I don't know you. I can't just suck your dick.
What, bitch?
Who sucks the dick after you met the guy the night before?
Fuck.
Bitches just make me sick.
I'm not sucking raw cock. I don't know.
Shut up. All right, we're back. Carlotta went to go pee out some of that horniness. She probably went to go finger fuck herself because she's getting too horny to control the situation. Hey, we going to Manny. Manny in New Jersey. How are you, man?
Didn't Manny call
Gopher
before?
Street, best show on the air outside of O&A and Running Fest.
Okay, man, I'll take that.
Best show, brother. And too bad she's in the bathroom peeing because you got to talk to her about one of your best points ever, that every man, whether he's single, dating, or married, will take the opportunity if it presents itself.
It's an opportunity. Unless you're smooth enough to actually introduce the threesome thing so you don't have to cheat. Like, if you find a woman that's bisexual, literally, like, my girl is, she's like a quarter sexual. Like, she will mess around with her. She's not a pussy eater and all that, but she will be in the room with another woman. And we will be together. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, dude, I mean, it's not that all men cheat, but all men have the propensity to do what they do. But we labeled it cheating, so it vilifies us. But there's a lot of things that men do that our natural thing. We don't bleed every month. We don't have children. But that thing, that drive to fuck different women is there, but they marginalize that shit as that's not nature. That's some shit. That's who we are. It's cheaters. But
I don't know.
That's not who we are. That's what we are.
Attractive woman, a woman that he finds very attractive, presents herself and gives him the opportunity, and the circumstances are right, he will take it.
I agree, sir. Thanks for calling. How do I get out of this shit? Oh, here it is. Okay.
What school doesn't cheat, Patrice?
Who?
Paul. My buddy Paul.
I mean, I know, but he has the propensity to.
He does.
He has the propensity to cheat.
He just doesn't want to risk what he has. He's got three kids.
Right. I mean,
that's very cool. That's very cool.
That's okay.
No one is saying. I don't think anybody's saying you should cheat. Right. It's nothing admirable.
It's the propensity.
The desire is there.
Chris from Richmond. Chris.
Hey guys.
How are you, man?
I'm all right. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
I've been in a married relationship for about 8-10 years now, and the wife usually gives it up about once a quarter.
It says here you jerk off a lot.
Oh my god!
About 1 to 3 times a day.
But let me ask Catherine. Now I was going to say that while she was making her point. Isn't jerking off almost the same physical like thing that a guy has to do as fucking another woman? Like, fucking another woman is almost like beating off 3 times a day.
You just gotta get the poison out.
It's really
the venom.
So there are women that would be mad at a guy for like jerking off 3 times a day. Like you said, there's not one woman. One woman couldn't give a guy enough that he needed to do that. I jerk off a lot, and those jerk offs could easily be another woman. That easy.
Yes.
A jerk off could be
so
that easy.
That's how much it would mean to you.
Because there's an intimacy.
Patrice.
There's an intimacy to a woman.
That's what's interesting, because that's how much it would mean to you as well. Yeah. You could be with someone else and still love your girl. It wouldn't take away.
See, that's another thing. That's why women, when they treat them, when they're trying to be like us and go fuck other guys, women do it because of us. We don't go get other pussy because of women. Like, it has nothing to do with
you. By the time your woman is with someone else, you lost her already. By the time your woman is with another guy, you've already lost her.
Yep.
But a guy can do that and not think twice about it.
My girl wouldn't, she wouldn't leave me because she think that shit'll make me happy. That's why she wouldn't do that.
Oh my god.
She would think.
You got a girl.
But it's the same, it's every one of them. She would not make me happy. Like that. That's what she thinks. And I'll be hurt if my girl leave me. I love my woman. But if she goes out and ruins what she has, because she's been in relationships, she's been a hoe, where, and when I say that, she's been a girl who goes, I'm just going to give up pussy and be like guys. Miserable. She's been a girl that does this and does that. Miserable. So we got together, and we got together by mistake, by the way. She just kind of was hanging around.
Naked.
She just hung around. She hung around and saw me talking to other women. She was my friend, kind of weird thing, but not my friend. She just would hang there and go, and she would ask questions because she really wanted to know why she couldn't have find a man. She was like, why? I'm pretty. I'm this. And what she was doing, you know what she was doing? She was stealing lessons for free. She was sneaking in to college classes. I was having classes, and she would be listening to them for free. Didn't even pay for them.
Professor O'Neill.
And ended up with the doctor. Oh, here we go. Oh, shit. Dre from California.
Man, what's the business, my nigga?
Oh, he's talking to you, Carlotta. Oh, you're talking to me. I'm sorry. I thought she was like, what's the business, my nigga? I thought you was like,
I don't know what the business is. It is a business.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a different perspective on it. I find that, like, cats who haven't been in a, you know, haven't been out there doing their thing a lot as a young person, dating, seeing a lot of women, they have a harder time if they're in that whole relationship shit. Now, myself, as a young man, I was out fucking a million broads, and now I'm in a relationship. I'm still only 27, but I can do that. Like, I can be in a relationship and completely separate myself from the whole player lifestyle because I did that whole kind
of
thing.
But you prefaced it, though. By you was a guy who got his share of pussy. So you actually got enough pussy to where you go, there gotta be more than pussy. Some people haven't got enough.
I think that's kind of essential. I believe, like, you asked Patrice O'Neill, you know what I'm saying, you've been out there, you've done your thing, you can, bam, take 10 years off. Be with your woman, you know what I'm saying?
So men cannot cheat.
But it's context, but we're not talking.
Men cannot cheat. It's just that they can't help it if they're put in that position.
They don't have to follow through.
Hold on, what did you say, Dre?
We're not automatons. I mean, a lot of times women want to put us off like we're these idiots that just, you know, are completely controlled by our balls. Now at some point we are, but we're not stupid.
Here's the context to the cheating thing. It's not that, you know, that's the thing. We're marginalizing this word. The word cheat is such
a bullshit word
that it makes it less philosophical when we talk about it. It's not that we all cheat or we all. It's that men have a propensity to fuck strange pussy. We don't need to know you. You know what a glory hole is?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, come on.
Do you know what a glory hole is?
A glory hole
is a hole in a bathroom that a guy puts his dick in and something sucks it. That's how we are. That's how we could be. Meaning that we could just, when you was doing all your fucking, my man, you was doing it. Some of them you remember, and some of them you go, oh yeah, I remember that one too. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. But for the most part, a lot of them was just receptacles, correct?
Yeah, see, women don't understand that women don't understand how we are a base organism in that sense, but we can also, it's almost like we're borderline personalities.
What we are and who we are.
What about two people who are like romantically involved and have a friendship, like their friendship is before they love. Like, I respect you as a person. Like, I like you, number one. I like you first, and then I loved you later. But I like you. We respect each other.
But you're presuming he's your friend.
Let me finish.
Go ahead, baby.
I'm saying that if we were friends before that, because I do have a problem when you say stuff like that, because there are people who I've loved in my life, and I was friends with that person. Like,
you were fucking friends.
I'm not talking. They were friends.
You're speaking for them.
Can I finish?
Did you do?
Can I finish?
You did finish.
Can I finish?
You did
I'm
finish.
I'm asking you a question.
What is the question, baby?
The question is this. Like, I think that's important to a marriage or to people trying to be together. Like, and I'm saying when a guy actually considers a female, like, you're my friend.
What
my
is
home.
The fucking question, beautiful? You don't feel, here it is. Do you not feel that you are being verbose right now? You don't feel that?
No, I feel like you were being rude to me before.
Baby, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
She has no idea.
Go ahead.
You were being rude to me before.
I'm listening to you right now. Go ahead.
I'm saying that what if you take out all other context of other possible scenarios of situations. I feel like when you talk sometimes, I'm asking, like, there's some people who've known each other for years. Like, I'm down.
Can I finish?
It's not.
You're finished. She is finished. I'm sorry. Here it is. I gotta get rough. It is finished. It's finished. It's finished.
What is the question?
It is finished. It is. She doesn't. She hasn't asked one. She keeps yapping.
You don't want to know the question.
We do. We do. We do.
No, you don't. You want to talk.
Jared, I'm sorry.
I asked you off the radio then.
Jared.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Ben. What's your question?
All right, Patrice. I've been in a deep depression. I was in it for about 4 years, and I wasn't really going out with anybody, and okay. I settled during that time. But
what is that? What do you mean by settled?
Like, there was a girl. She approached me, and I just kind of went along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was good, and it was good for me. But now that I'm really, I feel better about myself, I really want to get out there. But I'm a little bit scraggly looking, and I'm not necessarily the clean-cut guy. I kind of look like a hippie.
Okay.
And there's plenty of parties going on this summer. I'm 22. I'm still pretty young. But, you know, I really don't have a lot of self-confidence.
So what's your question, Jared?
What do you think, you know, just as going to parties, do you think that I could learn a lot just by not even necessarily trying to score, but just trying to learn to communicate with women so later on when I really do want to do something, I have that ability. I mean, would you recommend that?
This motherfucker is really ill, and she's going to get better. She's going to get better. I need her back. Let me tell you your problem. You made me sad listening to you, motherfucker. And let me tell you what your problem is, man. You are afraid of rejection, which is rule number 76 for us.
Okay.
Fly paper. You have to toughen up your leather. You have to get out there and go, how are you? And have a girl go, fuck you. And you go, shit. You straighten your tie out.
And
you go out
the
there and you say,
else,
hello again.
Or else start going to strip clubs and polish your rap. Because if you can't talk to anybody, then
you're
going to talk to
anybody. No, nigga, what are you going to do? You can't talk to some bitches you paid to listen.
No, don't pay them.
I see what you're saying. All right.
Never paid any dances.
That's true. But, Jared, listen to me. You have to. The rejection is what's fucking you up.
Right. So that's what I was thinking.
You have to go out there.
Numbers game.
And toughen up. It's like one of them things. You know them Thai boxers and shit? Them motherfuckers that do Thai? And all they do is kick a wall.
They kick trees.
So they chip their shins, right. And then their shins heal into some funky bat,
calcified.
Some baseball bat.
The shins
calcified. And then they do it again till that breaks. And then they do it again till that breaks till they're hardcore.
So just do that to my.
You have to just do that and suffer.
And you have to make sure you don't you don't. Get married, not necessarily married, but you have to make sure you don't hold on
without intention
to the consequence. You got to make sure that
it's not personal.
Yeah. It's not personal. Right. You don't set your mind on one.
Because
girl.
Let me tell you
why.
You
got to just keep working on each one.
Let me tell you why. Women are they never feel like a guy's coming at them with any type of honesty. So we can come to a woman and go, excuse me, ma'am, do you know how to get to Dwayne Reed? And they'll go, oh, God, the old Dwayne Reed trying to fuck me trick. That's how they are. So even if you're being a nice guy, they fuck you over anyway. And here's the thing. Women always try to throw little words like our friend Carl Otto with words like they throw words like, oh, you're just bitter or you have someone hurt you.
The same thing.
But here's the thing. Women.
Same thing he says to us.
Absolutely. Women are. Have a camaraderie, a sisterhood when it comes to this man-woman
support
thing.
Group.
Men don't. Yeah. Because it's every man from a, it's every man for himself. But we need to learn how to be brothers on this thing. That they are the enemy. They are the enemy. This is a fucking war for your happiness, Jared.
That's
you
right.
understand? Okay. No, you gotta fight for your life. Because
right.
they'll say everything to
and
make you think your happiness doesn't mean shit.
Right, and I learned that coming out of
negative
that depression, that my happiness is the utmost.
Let me tell you what I'm happy about right now, Jared. Let me share something with you. I'm happy that Carlotta has finally been frustrated to shut a face.
Oh, and I'm
not frustrated. I'm just,
and I love that.
And when people don't speak nicely to me in certain ways,
even though Carlotta, see, now this is what she's doing, is phase 12 is victimizing herself.
I'm not victimizing.
When she has been a soldier,
I didn't say anything.
She has been a soldier the whole show. But she ran into the general. She is angry, and angry can just be love.
We're gonna let him.
Right. She's gonna call me fat boy soon, and that's when I know I got it.
He's got issues, as you can see.
Look at her face. You can't see it. Look at her.
My face is a
it's
smirking.
On the table.
You're trying to.
She's trying to text message and pretend to be disinterested.
That's right.
Dun, 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 dun. I can move my hips. Look. Dun, 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 dun. Woo! All right, nigga. Jerry.
Hey, Patrice. One more thing.
What?
Don't listen.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna say I already have the attitude.
Nigga, don't
that...
say sorry. Do you feel yourself right now?
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm testing you, Jared. Motherfucker. Just say, nigga, shut the fuck up. I'm hanging up.
Hey, shut up. That's
well,
what I'm gonna say.
All right, shut up.
You know what? I'm happy with who I am. And
all right, I gotta go. Sorry. Sorry, Jared. I gotta go.
Oh my
How many
gosh.
Minutes?
Two.
Two. Listen.
Nice talking to you, Jared.
Listen, what's your plug, Catherine? Plug your thing in.
Oh yes, build
quickly, baby.
Build building up individual lifelong dreams, community.
What's it for?
Oh, it's intergenerational programs.
Give the website.
www.build-nyc.com.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
www.build-nyc.com.
Carlotta?
Mine is www.rudemengetawayfromme.com.
No, are you serious? I bet it is that. Carlotta, nothing? Anything to plug, baby? Any magazines? Smooth King? Anything? I'm fucking with you, baby.
Wow.
I'm playing with you. She's white girl model, skinny. And she's that girl. She's not smooth. She's a
L. L. Perfect.
Yes. L. FX. FHM. And nothing, baby? Look at her. She's mad as hell. God, I filled up a little bit.
I don't expect people like that. I'm not mad, but you know.
Now, I mean, you stop it.
That vein's popping out your neck. Well, I know what's going on.
JeffreyGurian.com.
Come on,
get the plug. JeffreyGurian.
I have feelings.
Hey, not when I'm giving my plug. JeffreyGurian.com. JeffreyGurian.com.
The great Drew Boogie on MySpace. I'm having a CD come out soon. Watch out for that shit, niggas.
I got a movie coming out with Terrence Howard and Louis Guzman late summer.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I'll be at Comics this weekend, 13th and 14th. COMIX.
Two shows a night.
Yes, COMIX. Comedy Club, whatever. I'll be at Comics in New York City. All right, thank you very much for joining us. See y'all
Sorry,
later.
Guys.
Peace! Saturday Night Virus.